about.
If you won't listen to my words, then listen to my dancing feet.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Thank you. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, we're back. Thank you.
Wiggity wiggity wah, wiggity wiggity wah, wah wah. Wiggity wiggity wah, wiggity wiggity wah, wah. Wiggity 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 wah.
Pay that man his money.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Just sitting in my room listening to records.
I say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die.
And why does this delight the Negro?
That's how we do it here on Don't Forget the Lyrics. We change lives.
And now, fraternity party gone wild in a low IQ circus.
Our feature presentation.
Do they change lives on that show? Does
that
happen?
That's what they say.
That's what they say. It seems sketchy to me, too. Yeah. I haven't seen any demonstrable evidence of that at all.
Change lives. Well, I hope it's true, but hard to believe a bit.
You can give us a call right now, Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew, for a Wednesday, 1-800-520-1067. I've been sitting on this story for 24 hours, and it's been burning a hole in me. I love this so much.
For Bean, that's like for the rest of us have $100,000 in our pocket. We can do anything we want.
Yeah.
And we have to spend it in the next minute. For Bean, that's what that's like for
us. That kind of excitement.
It's torture.
Oh, this is so great, though. His name is Roy Messenger, a Washington State resident who got into a car accident over the weekend. Fortunately, he survived. He somehow lost control, ran his car into a ditch, was able to use his cell phone to call his family to come get him. Well, he ran into a power line, and when he got out to wait for his family to arrive to give him some assistance, he was standing around in the ditch with the power line and decided he needed to take a pee.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Now, I don't know much about much, but I do know that electricity plus water is a bad combination.
I know that I almost died that way.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
What'd you do?
Well, finish your story now.
Okay. Here's the, now quoting from the article, a deputy with the Grays Harbor County Sheriff's Office says that Messenger likely died as a result of peeing in the ditch and onto the live wire that he knocked over. How does he know? An autopsy will confirm the cause of death, but right now, burn marks paint a pretty clear picture of how the electricity entered the man's body.
Oh man.
That's not
you know
how you want to go.
You know where that electricity came in?
Oh.
Yes, I do. So they find the guy. The police show up, and they go, wow, this guy has been in an accident. Wait a minute. He's laying dead in the ditch. Wait a minute. Why is his penis almost burned off?
His head burned.
Oh, God.
Yeah, dude, that's not the way you want to go.
Imagine, though. I mean, you always talk about this, how you're way up here, and then instantly you don't see it coming. Now you're way down here. This is good news, bad news. The guy's walking around in the ditch going, oh, I'm so lucky.
I survived that.
I survived a car crash. Thank God. God, I'm so happy to be alive. I got to pee. Boom.
I sent Lisa and Kevin a picture last week of a guy who cooked his wiener because he got drunk and peed on his electric cattle fence.
Yeah, we don't open stuff from you.
We don't. I did not see that.
I know I
don't.
You
watch it with
me. It's a much safer policy.
Looked like an eggplant.
Oh yeah,
we did see that.
Okay.
Shame.
I really don't open stuff for Mike though. By the way,
when I was a kid, we used to mow lawns in the neighborhood to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
But we had an electric lawnmower. You had to plug it into the wall, which I don't even think they have anymore. But the lawn was soaking wet, standing water about an inch of standing water, and I decided to do it barefoot. And the cord had a hole in it. And so I reached down to pick up the cord, and I still don't have a fingerprint on my left front finger because that's where the cord connected to me. And it started wrapping around my arm.
Oh, dear God.
And it paralyzed me. I couldn't move. I just fell over like a sack of rocks. And I started yelling, Brad! My brother. And he came running out and unplugged it from the lawnmower, but it was still plugged into the wall. So I was still shaking on the ground. I was like, go inside, you dumbass. So he finally unplugged it. I had to go to the hospital. I had to be in bed for like 3 days. It was rough.
That explains so much.
How dare you?
It does. I wonder. Could that be it?
Sure.
It does electricity cause retardation?
Oh, how dare you? Being born that way causes it.
After that.
Yeah, that was dumb.
So just imagine, then we're going right to your calls, I promise, but just imagine you're in Mr. Messenger's family, and you've now got to answer that question. Oh, what happened to Dad? He was only 50. Well, how did he die?
Oh, man.
Do you just tell the car accident part and you just don't bother getting into the details of he survived the car accident and then lost his life peeing?
Well, yeah. I think you could go.
As long as it's fresh.
I think you could go to execution. You know, somehow electricity was involved, but you certainly don't tell the entry point of the body. That's not what you want to say.
Anyway, bad times right there, my friends. Yeah. Bad times.
All right, let's start with your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
March Madness is virtually here, my friends. And we have a four-pack of tickets for you to Session 1 of the Pac-10 Men's Basketball Tournament coming up on March 10th. That'll be at Staples Center. And that's your prize for getting on the air for Kevin Bean's What It Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with, let's start with Benji with some good news for us for a change on line 4. Hey, Benji, thanks for calling the Kevin Bean Show. What it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, babe?
What it do?
Hey, I was just wondering if you guys watched the news last night.
Did we watch the news last night? I can guarantee you one of us did, and that most of the rest of us didn't.
I was wondering if Kevin, or Bean watched this article on L.A. getting a big earthquake coming up. I wonder if you guys think we're going to fall into the ocean.
Well, all over the country, as a result of Haiti and now Chile, they're bringing out the story of how likely is this to happen here. I mean, that's what they do on the news, is they try to tie in whatever the big story is to your community. And they come out with, you know, predictions on what are the percentage of chances that we're going to have a large earthquake wherever you live. I saw that same story that you're describing on the Seattle news last night, where they said there's an 80% chance of a mega quake within the next 50 years. And they're talking about like an 8 or above. So, I mean, yeah, anywhere that you live on a fault line, there's a possibility of a major earthquake. Whether it'll ever happen in your lifetime or not, there's just no way to know. They don't have the technology to predict those.
That is their go-to story, though. When there's an earthquake anywhere, it's
always,
you could die too.
Right.
Exactly. Thank you for the call, though. Appreciate it.
All right. Especially on the fault line. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah, they always tell
us. They say usually. All right. Let's go to Paul, who I think has a pretty good plan for going to see a movie. Hi, Paul.
Hey, what's up? Hi, nephew. Hey, baby boo.
Hey.
What's happening?
I got Alice in Wonderland 2 days. I got my mushrooms ready. Let's do this already, man. Come on. I'm pretty sure all the drug dealers are going to retire after Friday.
Listen, I agree. If you're going to go see Alice in Wonderland on Friday, you got to do it in 3D.
Yeah.
And,
of course, man.
And mushrooms, by the way, mushrooms are illegal, but they are God's gift to the plant world. So I'm just saying it might enhance / make this all make sense to you if you were to watch it that way.
I saw it last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Mushrooms?
No. Mushrooms, but I know nothing of the Alice in Wonderland story.
Yeah.
So it was really confusing to me, but it was really awesome to see. Visually, it was pretty amazing.
That's what you would think, right? Visually, it's just a masterpiece.
Made no sense.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Okay.
No, but that's why you got to do what you got to do. That's a good choice.
Couldn't hurt, right?
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's try Jared. He's on line 6. He's commenting on poor late great Mr. Messenger, who got electrocuted peeing on a wire. Hey, Jared, welcome to the show.
How's it going? What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
There's actually an episode of MythBusters where they tried that out, and they said that the current that your pee sends is not strong enough to carry an electric current.
Well, tell that to the dead man in the story.
Yeah. Hey, dude, come back to life. You're not supposed to have died.
Yep,
I mean, I didn't see that episode, but I know that this is what's being reported, that that's how he died, is exactly the way we described. So I don't know how to reconcile those two facts that seem to be opposite each other.
You know, I would think maybe they were talking about a dry area and him doing that on the fence versus in this particular story. It sounds like there was a bunch of water around. Maybe he was standing in some of it. Who knows?
That could have been.
That could very easily be the complicating factor.
Yeah.
But I think we are still all in agreement that's not the way to go.
No. Terrible way to go. Electricity through the junk? No, thank you.
Nope.
Adrian joins us on line 1 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Adrian. Thanks for calling. What it do?
Hey, what it do, guys? What it do?
What it do?
What's going on?
How's it going? Hey. What's going on?
you guys were asking the cop yesterday about issuing tickets.
Right.
About the cell phone while mm-hmm. they're driving.
Yes, I was asking how often do they issue primary ticket cell phones as an offense in California, because I know that has been the law for some time, but I didn't know if anybody had gotten that ticket yet. And he told us in 15 years, didn't he say in 15 years, and certainly since the new laws have been passed, he has not seen a ticket like that written, right?
A couple. That's what he said. Nice. Couple.
Yeah, well, I work for a not for me. Company, and we do a criminal background check, and we've been seeing a lot of increase of this adding to the record.
We've certainly had listeners calling in, getting tickets.
Yeah, that's happened.
Yeah.
There's a lot. Yeah. Special this year.
Well, yeah. Well, especially this year because that law just got passed, didn't it, last year?
I think so, yeah.
All right. So I don't know what you want us to tell you, but feel free to keep talking on your phone and take that risk. And let's go to Alex this morning. Hi, Alex. What it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Let me give a quick shout out to the Universe drivers over here at 324.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
All right.
What up, 324?
Hey, that's
what?
Right.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, I wanted to see when, now that spring training and the Dodgers are back, when are you guys going to be able to talk to Manny? See what's going on with Manny. How's everything with him?
Manny Ramirez? Yeah, we talked to him about a week ago when he came out before spring training and said this was his last year as a Dodger.
Yeah.
But we love talking to him, and we may talk to him a lot more.
Yeah, you guys should set up a weekly thing with him.
Have you seen his new energy drink that we're not allowed to say?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, he's now supposedly endorsing an energy drink that literally we're not allowed to say on the radio.
The name of it?
Not even the name of it.
Too close to...
Well, it is that. And that's what it refers to.
How can they sell that if we can't say that?
Well, they can sell anything. They can sell X-rated anything they want. It's just,
but,
we can't
I mean,
say
they're...
It.
They'll put it in regular stores?
Look, I don't know. I'm just telling you. We might have to dig a little deeper on that one.
All right. All right.
That's all I'm saying. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
Hey, everyone. Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Let's listen up.
There is a certain female lead singer of a certain band that has been gone for quite some time.
Shirley Manson?
When she was here, I thought she was really talented. Always interesting. Had good songs.
Mm-hmm.
She left the planet. Soon after that. I'm not sure that she's back on the planet anymore, but Courtney Love is back with Hole, her band.
Yeah.
And they have a new CD out, and we're going to talk to Courtney Love today. Now, we haven't talked to Courtney in, I don't know, a couple of years.
Yeah.
3 years.
Couple.
Maybe. But she's got a new CD out, which I'm very interested to hear. I mm-hmm. hope it's great.
Interesting.
And I hope the interview goes great. She's a talker.
I do, too. Yes. I mean... She disappointed a lot of people with Death Pools. I know that, so we'll start with that.
Wow.
What?
Let's not start with that, if you don't mind.
I'm asking, isn't it a miracle that in 2010 she's alive and doing interviews?
Right. But I'm saying since we're interviewing her today, maybe that's not the day to bring it up. That's all.
All right. Well, just, bitch cost me money. That's all.
I don't know if you saw the story of O.J. Simpson. He was offering up the suit that he was wearing when he was acquitted to the Smithsonian Institute.
Oh, those were the good times, right?
And the Smithsonian said... Not so much. You go ahead and keep that suit.
Then they're no museum in my eyes.
You know what else they denied, according to the story that I read on TMZ? What? They also denied Monica Lewinsky's dress.
Wow. That's funny.
Now, wouldn't you have thought they would accept that just because it was played such a big part in history?
Both of those, I think, are legitimate for the Smithsonian. I'm very surprised. I guess they want to stay away from scandal.
We have blindside reviews on today's show. The Oscars are this Sunday. This is a guy who... reviews movies. He's going to give us his picks for the winners for Sunday, and he's blind. We also have Internet Roundup today.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of new videos to point you to, and tickets for April Foolishness. So, very excited about that as well. We'll take a break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat next. Oh, I love them so much.
Oh, Megan.
I have fingerless gloves.
Being from Tennessee, are you as much fan Paramore as much as fan I am?
I have Paramore sunglasses. It's a world famous K-Rock at 5:53.
Latest from Paramore right there on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, why not join us for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness, April 3rd at the Gibson Amphitheater, an all-star night of comedy. Pre-sale tickets go on sale, kids, tomorrow. You want to be a street team member, it's free. It takes virtually no time to sign up, and you can do that through kevinandbean.com. That way you can buy your tickets before they go on sale to the public Saturday. Hey, Ralph Garman, what's going on with you, man?
By the way, showbiz news.
By the way, did we mention the Kevin Smith thing yet?
I don't believe we have.
Kevin Smith added to April Foolishness.
What? Late edition?
That's
famous
awesome.
Comedian Kevin Smith?
Yes.
Awesome.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Moore, Joe Rogan, Kevin Smith, Aziz Ansari, Sarah Silverman, Jeffrey Ross, Adam Carolla, Bill Burr, and Jimmy Kimmel, and his house band, Cleto and the Cletones.
He's being facetious, but I would wager that Kevin Smith has logged as much stage time as many of those comedians.
Yeah. Look, I'm delighted. I think he's a fantastic addition. I just hope someone puts a stopwatch on him.
I think he's professional enough, he'll be able to figure that out.
I'm sure he will. I love Kevin. I'm looking forward to seeing him.
It sounds like.
He has
heaping all the love on him this morning.
He has a strange way of saying things about anyone he likes. It always sounds like he's putting them down.
Oh, he's not a talker. The guy can't get up there like he has so often in the past and talk for 3 full hours just by himself. All I'm saying is it's a jam-packed night full of comedy.
Right.
He's going to have to really scale that back. That's my only point. It's right. Not a diss on him.
Right, but you also know that those 3-hour sessions were just his nights where his fans sure. asked him questions. So, of course he'll be able to.
And by calling him Comedian Kevin Smith, as if he didn't belong with the rest of the comedians.
I don't think we like you.
I do notice that you pick apart everything I say syllable by syllable. I did notice that, yeah.
Wow. All right. Jessica Simpson, she is not happy at all about the comments her ex-boyfriend, John Mayer, made about her in the recent issue of Playboy magazine when he said so many things that were inappropriate, but she said she doesn't want anyone to know what she's like in bed.
Didn't he say she was good in bed?
He called her sexual napalm, Kevin.
Well, How does that not make you happy?
How exactly? If you're going to get a review,
right,
and it's a rave, how do you not say, all right, I may not comment on this, but good for me.
Wow.
Well, she's complaining to Oprah on the Oprah show today that she is very upset with John Mayer for discussing their sex life in public.
Oh, my God, you're such a girl.
Jessica also says that she's very comfortable with her weight and loves her curves. Oh, thank God we cleared that up. I was worried that she might not be happy with her curves.
It's really hard for me to gain weight.
Is she happy with her brain? Did they cover that in the Oprah interview? How about her mouth? Is that covered at all? Does Oprah at any point say, you're really stupid, but
oh,
you
no.
do speak better than Roger Ebert?
Oh,
does
no.
she add that in today's episode at all?
Guess so not. You didn't watch yesterday? You didn't see Roger Ebert come out there with no face?
No.
I'm just going to guess here. I'm going to say Ralph did not.
I just wondered if curiosity might finally get the better of me.
I did not. Lisa did not. Mike did not. You did.
We're not fans of the freak show.
Was it everything you hoped for?
Well, he's an amazingly resilient person with an unbelievably positive attitude, way more than I would have in his situation.
So I'm full of admiration for him.
I'm still rooting for him.
Was it everything you hoped for?
And yet don't want to watch.
Was it just chock filled of entertainment for an hour watching his top of
did
his head,
you
flop
watch
around.
It over and over?
He was only on the first half hour. He and his wife. It was interesting. I mean, it was really an interesting piece, just to see what he has gone through. And you know, they're offering to do more plastic surgery to rebuild his jaw, and he says no, he won't do it.
Wow, why bother when you look like that? Why mess with perfection?
He's got it dialed in already. You don't want to mess with that,
really. Would you make me look more like a light bulb?
Oh.
Well, they offered him more plastic surgery, and he said no to me. Now I'm no longer feel sorry for him.
Yeah, right.
Well, he said no because it wouldn't help him be able to talk or eat. So he says he doesn't want to go through the complications of surgery. It's so tough for him to recover at this point because there's been so much surgery that if there's nothing other than aesthetic gain, it's not worth it to him. And I can understand where he's coming from.
All right.
Are we done?
Sure.
Done? Okay. Whoopi Goldberg has found a way to be even less likable than before. She disclosed on The View this week that she suffers from bladder control issues.
Yes.
Yeah. Whoopi says she can't understand why it's such a taboo subject. Because many women have issues with leaks.
Whoa.
She says she's going to start a series of short streaming videos.
Nope.
No pun intended.
She didn't use that word.
That strives to raise awareness about female bladder control issues, and she hopes to make that a more discussed topic.
We don't have to raise awareness because females that have that know it.
Do you think?
No one needs to
raise
that? Their awareness.
Water's coming out of me. Someone call a doctor. Oh, no, it's okay.
And she's smart enough. She's at least smart enough to understand that people don't want to talk about that part of anyone's life.
It's a little embarrassing,
right?
You know why some subjects are taboo? Because people don't like to talk about them.
No,
that's okay. We don't have to talk about everything. it's okay to say, you know what? I'm not going to discuss my urination in my pants issues publicly with people.
I'll talk
That'll be a private issue
I'll
between me
to
and my doctor.
In private, right?
Yeah, yeah exactly. I mean, if they want to talk to a friend, they can do that.
Well, Whoopi's making it her health That's issue to talk
her
about
issue.
Publicly.
That's her cause. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Joy Behar went, is that you, Whoopi?
And Rob Pattinson may look like a pretty boy, but he said he's had his share of fights in his life.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, sure.
Well, here's the thing. He said he started acting when he was a teenager, and that choice made a lot of other teenagers he went to school with beat him up.
Now, had he not been an actor during high school, would he have been beaten up anyway?
Yeah, I think he would have.
He said there was something about his choice in profession that caused a lot of people into wanting to smash his face. And I think the same holds true today.
Yeah.
Speaking of Robert Pattinson, he denies rumors that he is in the running to play Spider-Man in the next Spider-Man film. So he said it's not going to be an issue. So
good.
He won't be starring as the web-slinger. So we got that going for us. Stay with today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Jessica Biel.
Oh, goodness me.
Best legs ever?
Best everything ever. Best
I know, but
shoulders,
legs specifically.
Back.
Yeah.
Face ain't too shabby.
Tiny, tiny waist, too.
She could use bigger boobs. But other than that, she's in great shape. 28 years old today. She could use bigger boobs.
Not for me. She looks perfect.
Come on.
She's amazing.
She looks perfect
and
the way she is.
Imagine her boobs a little bit bigger than they are. Just try to imagine
I
it.
Like
Have an open mind.
Just the way they are.
Imagine her with a bladder control problem.
Oh,
it's
hot.
Yeah, that's hot, isn't it? David Faustino.
Yeah.
From Married with Children, Bud Bundy.
Isn't he a rapper now?
Yes, he is now. He's a hardcore rapper. He's got a feud going on. It's him and K-Fed, I think, are feuding. He is 36 years old today. Actress Julie Bowen. You know her from Ed, and now she is on the very, very funny Modern Family. She is 40 years old. And Tone Loc.
Tone Loc.
Tone Mother effin' Loke celebrates his 44th birthday today. Give me a little tone.
So be my queen if you know what I mean. And let's do the wild thing. Wild thing.
This early 90s?
Yeah. Back when music was good.
Wild thing.
Oh, how good is this?
Dean, what year and what and where did it chart?
I don't know.
That's not
my era. I think it was around 1989. It was a number one record, but he's one of those guys. He's one of those guys who really did just smoke it all away. I mean, if you wondered whatever happened to Tone Loc after his initial success, he bought drugs with it, and just that's what to overtook his life, and he never recovered from it. It was really kind of sad because I think real talented dude.
I like him now more than I did 5 minutes ago. Oh, Tone. Oh, Tone.
It's not my style of music, but 1989 went to number one.
It was number one song.
I could be wrong. It's not my era.
I don't know, but it's always number one song. I know that. Fools, mortals.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
All right. I got a question here. There's a new O.J. Simpson story in the news. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, by the way. Thanks for tuning in on a Wednesday. Courtney Love later today on the program. How does O.J. Simpson continue to make news? Didn't we lock this bastard up? Isn't he in jail in Nevada right now? Why is he still giving interviews, and why are we still hearing about him? I thought we were done.
I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe it's his people. I don't know. But they took the suit that O.J. Simpson was wearing in court when he was acquitted.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to the Smithsonian Institute, which is basically a gigantic museum in Washington, D.C., with everything that's ever been around in it. I mean, it's building, 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 building.
And storage, too.
Yeah,
there's
crazy.
Tons of storage.
And they said, hey, you want to put O.J. Simpson's suit in there? And they thought about it, and they said, no. No, I think we'd rather not. Thanks for the offer.
I'm so surprised by that, because what's the downside for the Smithsonian to accept it, even if they choose not to display it right now? Who knows? In 50 years, maybe they want to do a display about the O.J. Simpson case and talk about how significant it was in American history. You know, why turn stuff like this away that has potential, you know, historical interest for future generations? I don't get it.
Probably because it has a lot of negative connotations to go with the story.
I think a lot of people would probably be upset.
Yeah.
But let's look, if they had the chance to have the gun that killed Lincoln, they'd probably put it in the museum. It's a weird decision.
Because he was
a
president.
But I'm also more, but this guy's the juice.
That's
true. Also more confused as to why we keep hearing from OJ and why we now have him on the phone to talk to us on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on here? Hi, OJ. Welcome back.
Kevin and Bean, how are you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
First of all, I would like to clear up the fact that I never shot Lincoln. Okay? I never proved that. I don't have the gun.
I don't think that's okay.
They couldn't hang that on me. Mm-hmm. There was one false murder. They could not hang on me in court.
I
was just a misunderstanding, OJ. That's not what anybody thought. But listen, you're still in jail, right? That's still happening.
I am currently incarcerated.
In Nevada, right?
In the state of Nevada.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For a mistake.
A mistake.
For a misunderstanding, really, about some friends and me playing around about some guns.
They had your stuff, and you broke in with guns, and you said you were going to kidnap. No one could leave.
Break in. You make it sound negative.
Right. Well, I think the law made it sound negative.
No, law is open for interpretation, really.
Right. Okay, let me ask you this question. Are you the one behind trying to send your suit to the Smithsonian, or was that your people, or who was it?
No, that was me, absolutely.
It was you.
I think that suit needs to be put on display as an example of when honest men get their day in court and they get acquitted of killing a bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's not forget that you were convicted in the civil case, remember, and you still owe tens of millions of dollars. I mean, not everybody still believes that you didn't do it.
But the civil case, really, in my opinion, is not as important because, let's face it, the civil case is the thing that started the Civil War. It's those kind of cases that started the Civil War. That's why people rose up against all the civil cases.
That doesn't have anything
they had war,
to do with
brother
it.
Against brother.
No.
Ken Burns out there shooting a documentary
right.
while people were fighting in Gettysburg.
He wasn't actually making the documentary during the Civil War. That came quite
sure
a bit afterwards.
I saw it on PBS.
I'm surprised. Now, what other memorabilia do you have? I mean, what happened to all your stuff once you went to jail? You can't use any of your things anymore.
No, I pretty much just wear jumpsuits these days.
Sure. Right.
But I'm willing to give the Smithsonian all the things from that. Bruno Mali. Shoes.
The shoes, really? Right, yeah.
That I wore.
Mm-hmm.
With the blood on them, right?
Bitches' blood all over them.
Right.
Let's see. The knife I used to cut them up.
Yeah. I thought you said you didn't commit the murder. You did not cut her up with the knife.
I'm sorry. The knife somebody used to cut them up.
that you owned.
Does that somebody still have the knife?
Yeah, of course I got it.
All right.
The bag that I had my disguise in.
Sure. Right.
That's right.
All the different disguises that I had in that bag. You know, you only heard about a few of them.
Right.
But I also got like a Groucho Marx nose and glasses with a mustache.
Really?
Yeah. And I got like a Freddy Krueger mask.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And with the gloves with the nails, real long nails on it.
Sure.
And I got like a Frankenstein costume.
Right.
I don't know what you'd use that for, but okay.
And I got like a Pee Wee Herman outfit.
You do? Can we hear more of your Pee Wee Herman impression, please?
Oh, look at me. I'm OJ Herman. So I got lots of things that they could use in that museum, but they don't want them. They say no black men in the Smithsonian. That's what they
well,
say.
It has nothing
to
do with
that.
No black. Yeah. It's the white media trying to make me look bad, and they said no Smithsonian view. Why don't you try the Jonesonian?
They didn't say that.
I don't even know there is a museum called the Jonesonian.
There isn't, and they didn't say that.
No blacks allowed, they said.
There's
they
tons of blacks in the Smithsonian.
No
come on, OJ.
Blacks.
Just,
no blacks. That's what they said.
Just none that publicly got away with
blacks
murder.
Blacks go in jail, not in museums. That's what nobody they said out loud, and I think it was the president who said it.
What are you talking about?
The president don't like black people. Kanye West told me.
That was the last president he was referring to.
Oh, was there an election?
Yeah, since you've been behind bars, right.
I got to read a paper or something.
Got a steaming hot, fresh round of Internet Roundup videos for you to consider in about 20 minutes or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, we'll talk to a blind movie reviewer. Look, I'm all for the handicapped making a living, doing whatever they can. But it just seems like there's something else you could pick if you're blind. Maybe don't be the guy who reviews movies, but he sees it a different, no pun intended. He looks at it. That's not how he rolls.
Right, sure.
So we'll talk to him. And Courtney Love joins us later on today's Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, time for the Afro Line. You call us. We play it back on the air. 323-520-AFRO. What's going on today?
For those of you that listen from outside Southern California, something happened in California that is perhaps the beginning of the end. It's all over, pretty much.
Right.
No cussing week. Happened. And
yeah.
It's difficult to explain, but a 16-year-old came up with the idea, went to Congress, apparently, you know, the state legislature. Apparently, the state has no other problems.
Yeah, we're rolling in cash, that's
so they
for
took
sure.
them seriously, and it looks like it was okayed, and that's what the first call's about.
Oh, it's winter time already. It's that special time. It's no cussing week in Mother Pasadena. Screw you, kid.
Will that kid ever stop getting beaten up?
No.
First of all, for
first
no cussing
all,
week.
No.
And what's going to happen when he gets a little bit older and he insists on cussing all the time? Then what's his life going to be like?
Then I hope they put him in jail.
They ought to. That'd be great.
That's what he's got coming. I'm not sure where this came from or why he thought of us when he wanted to do this, but the next call, a guy just kind of wants to show off a little talent.
I like to make animal sounds.
That's it.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Okay.
Miss Cleo came in about a week and a half ago and said that she had a sex dream about me.
Yes.
Which haven't we all? Which is a joke until I got this call.
Hey, guys. It's Mug. Miss Cleo is not alone in her sex dream experience involving Kevin, because this past weekend, I had one too.
Please tell me Mug is kidding. Please tell me Mug is kidding.
I don't know.
He seems serious.
I don't know. That's all I know. Mug's drinks.
Right.
Hence the name Beer Mug, besides the fact that he has a tattoo of a beer mug on his foot. So I don't know whether that's the truth or not, but I hope so, because he's very attractive. remember Miss Cleo and her very famous clues during one of the game about clocks?
Mm-hmm.
And you remember Lady Gaga's Bad Romance?
Uh-huh.
You put those two together.
A clock, clock, with a clock, and it's those and similar to clock, clock, with a clock.
Rah, rah. Roma, Roma, Gaga, ga, ooh la la, what's your bad romance?
Clocks, clocks with a clock, big boobs, ooh la la, not a chance, no one's getting in Cleo's pants. And don't forget, God is goo.
God is goo.
Thank you for that reminder.
Take one thing away from today's Kevin and Bean Show, God is goo.
That song, Bad Romance, is hard to get out of your head. That's why we play it a lot.
It is catchy.
Because then you'll find yourself at like 2 this afternoon and you'll go, oh, I can't believe that song's in my head.
Rah, rah, boom, bah. Roger Ebert has no jaw. Look for him on Oprah. Hey, Lady Gaga.
Come on.
Well done.
Come on. How do you work Roger Ebert has no jaw into a song? Nicely done.
Ooh, I'm a DJ. I work at K-Rock. I'm so cool. You, Mike. You are barely a DJ. You are Kevin and Bean's bitch. You, dick.
Wow.
Amen. Thank God somebody's willing to stand up and say the same thing we've all been thinking for all this time.
We are with you. A lot of people try to hit on Lisa. Sometimes it's successful. Most of the time it's not.
Yeah.
This guy gives it a go.
Hey, Lisa. Did you just fart? Because you blow me away.
Oh.
Oh, you didn't like that one? How about, do you work at Subway? Because you just gave me a foot long.
Come on.
If I have to choose.
That's a pretty good one, right?
B.
You choose foot long.
Yeah.
Because it matters. We were talking about dumb / bad vanity plates.
Yeah,
where your license plate spells something out.
Hey, guys, I just saw this license plate that said Just Chillin', J-S-T-C-H-L-N. What a gay.
I'm not sure who showed me the picture. Somebody else, maybe somebody here, maybe it was a listener, but there was a license plate that said L-U-V-J-Z-Z.
Yes, listener sent that to us.
And I'm guessing they're a fan of jazz?
That's what we're hoping, that's what the plate is about, yeah.
But I hope they never find out what it really means.
It's Micah, that's not it.
Yeah, true. You can do text to landline, where you type something in and then have an operator read it.
I got beaver fever.
All right,
yeah.
Good
beaver
use.
Fever.
I've got a feeling that Bean is a real
Kevin and Ralph should just go, go, go. Got a feeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fail.
Not good? Yeah. All right. And finally, a message to Bean.
Oh, my gosh, Bean. I just love the planet Pluto. I would love to hear all about terrible history, about how it's been lost and everything. Why don't you go ahead and tell me about that?
Well, I don't know what you want to know precisely, but February 18th, 1930, astronomer Clyde Tombaugh discovered the planet Pluto. It was the only planet discovered by an American in the 20th century.
While he's talking and distracted, please delete his Twitter account.
Flagstaff, Arizona. He was only 24 years old.
His Twitter account? Yeah, can we do that?
I mean, I don't know. I'll try it. I'll look into it.
Can we take him offline entirely?
He was born in Streeter, Illinois, but grew up in Kansas. Of course, after he discovered Pluto. Are we still on?
We'll work on that.
The Offspring, also Kings of Leon, Soundgarden, Phoenix, all on the way musically on the Kevin and Bean Show. Don't miss our interview with Courtney Love coming up later on today, too. Been a long time since we talked to Miss Love. She's always fascinating. Hey, Ralph Garman, what's going on?
Didn't she used to have that morning radio show?
Courtney Love?
Big Mama Love, whatever they used to call her, whatever, and she used to do a morning talk show here in town.
Mother Love?
Mother
no.
Love.
That was her, right? Different person. That was a big black chick. No. Yeah. Completely unrelated to little
I
Courtney.
I thought she looked different.
Yeah.
Speaking of music, have you seen the new Gorillaz video?
I haven't yet, no.
Bruce Willis is the star. It's awesome.
Wow.
Really?
It's called Stylo. You can see it on YouTube. Gorillaz got their own page on YouTube. You can also go to their website. It'll give you a link. But their new CD is called Plastic Beach, and it'll be in stores on March the 9th. The first single from the CD is called Stylo, and this is the video for that. But Bruce Willis stars in it, and the band is also in it. The band, in quotes, the cartoon band. And they're all CGI'd into this car. There's like this big race sequence. And the CGI is amazing. It just looks so cool with those characters being brought to life. So you want to check that out. Speaking of music news, also Metallica in the news. Too bad Psycho Mike just had just got the fear. Yeah. he just ran out of here. But apparently Metallica is making its fans in Israel really mad. There are a bunch of Metallica fans who are putting together a Facebook group boycotting the concert in Israel because they say the prices for the tickets are too expensive. Listen, Israelis, you're not doing yourself any favors when it comes to the stereotype department by complaining about the price of the tickets for the Metallica concert, okay? So I'm just saying.
How much are they? Do you know?
Apparently, they are charging $159 a ticket.
Yeah.
Look,
and
that's a lot.
Israel say it's just too much.
It is a lot. But it's not out of line with what a lot of entertainers are getting and a lot of concert venues around the world.
Yeah, these bands that have been around for a long time, you know, Madonna, all people.
Weren't the Eagles charging like $350 a pop or something?
Yes, it's crazy the amount for tickets.
Yeah. Apparently they are booked to play the Ramat Gan Stadium on May the 22nd, but the group on Facebook says they are boycotting the concert unless the ticket prices are cut in half. But you can't give me a deal. But you think I'm paying wholesale for these tickets?
Look, the people that boycott that show will just not get to go, and it'll still sell out with other people who don't care about the boycott.
Okay, I'll buy a ticket, but throw in a Slayer show. I want some kind of deal. Pussycat Dolls.
Yes,
they got troubles over there. They're breaking up. The band's falling apart.
Oh.
Kimberly Wyatt gave notice over the weekend. She's leaving the Pussycat Dolls.
Wow.
And yesterday, the BBC reported that Ashley Roberts said she's also leaving. I don't know who any of these women are.
I don't
either. Bet they're hot, and I'm sorry they're not going to be in a group together anymore. Because I like them in a group. I like when a bunch of hot girls get together in a group.
Yeah.
Makes them easier to hunt.
I don't know any of their songs except that girlfriend song, but as long as you have Nicole, it doesn't matter who else is with her, right?
Well, apparently they're getting tired of Nicole getting all the attention, and they basically feel like backup singers to Nicole, and they're not getting enough Pussycat Doll love, so they're going to splinter off and start their solo careers, hopefully in porn. So we'll have to wait and see. Movies that we don't want to see for $500, Alex. the answer is Big Mama's House 3. Yes, it's
really?
Just announced that our favorite fat suit-wearing comedian Martin Lawrence will once again gear up for Big Mama's House 3. Anyone?
She sure is sassy, that old lady.
Yeah. And she can play basketball with the young guys, and they don't see it coming.
Also, Universal has announced they are making a movie based on the game Space Invaders. I'm sorry, Warner Brothers has announced Space Invaders. Universal has announced Asteroids. And 20th Century Fox has announced this week Missile Command.
Wow. Okay.
So movies all based right. on some of your favorite old video games coming out sometime soon. Asteroids, wasn't that just a triangle shooting at rocks?
It was. It
wasn't
was in the middle of the screen and the rocks
would
kill.
Spin it around and you would shoot yeah. at rocks and you were flying in a triangle.
But the rocks wouldn't always explode. Sometimes they'd split in two and then you got real problems.
That sounds like a compelling motion picture. Yeah. Maybe Scorsese can direct.
Well, what was the first one you said?
Space Invaders.
Space Invaders. That's the one where you're shooting from the bottom of the screen. Yeah.
I already saw a movie based on Space Invaders. It was called Face Invaders.
Oh,
wow. Right.
And it's been around since 1998.
I want a good movie. Do we have to put that in the file? Or
I don't want to contaminate the file.
That file can be contaminated?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
We have to get like a subfile.
a
lead-lined subfile.
Where we don't give a choice of taking it back.
We can hermetically seal so it doesn't contaminate the other bad jokes.
That's a good call.
Today's celebrity birthday is Jessica Biel's 28 years old today.
Yeah.
David Faustino from Married with Children. Bud Bundy on that program. He is 36. Julie Bowen. She is just everything good.
She's amazing.
She is. She's
Why can't we have her on our show? Why can't we talk to her?
Well, we have in the past.
I know, but for this family, Modern Family show she's got going on. We haven't talked to her in a long time. I think the last time we talked to her was about Ed.
Wow. That was long.
There's a lot of people that we could talk to from that show. That's a great show.
Brilliant.
I would
cast,
love to talk to
her. Ed O'Neill. Yeah. I don't think you guys have ever talked to Ed O'Neill, have you?
And Sophie Vergara. I mean,
if we had to.
I mean, if we were forced to.
If we put a gun to our heads.
Bean's favorite character, a little fat kid.
Manny's
my hero. Manny. Are you kidding me?
Manny's pretty great.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Manny doesn't own a Where the Wild Things Are wolf suit, though.
How do you know?
Because I know.
Did we get a photo of that, by the way?
I did not take a photo yesterday. Very, very busy day yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, look, we all know.
You must have been going crazy with all your stuff.
Your life is filled with
Can we get a photo
taking
today?
Down your Christmas tree.
I don't know. I got a pretty packed week.
I'll
see what I can do for
you. I'm going to fire up the Photoshop then. If that's the only option you're giving me, I'll make it happen.
And rapper Tone Loc celebrates his birthday today. He's 44 years old. You know, I bet he's gonna. Hey, Tone Loc, what you sipping?
Hey, I'm gonna guy, why you so fly? He said, "Funky Comadina."
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice cut, Dave. Dave came in. Go. Give me this, the instrumental version of "Funky Comadina." Appreciate a little more Tone Loc singing.
Just make sure there's no lyrics in it.
That's right.
All right. Good.
Can you bring that cowbell piece in for me? I need punk, punk, punk.
That was a good clip right there.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Hey, it's the Kevin and Bean Show. Don't forget, April Foolishness tickets go on sale to the general public Saturday at noon. But why be part of the general public when you can buy them ahead of that as a member of the street team? Go to kevinandbean.com to sign up. It is free. It takes about 30 seconds to sign up, and then you will have access to buy tickets tomorrow for our unbelievable show coming to the Gibson Amphitheater in Los Angeles on Saturday, April 3rd. Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Moore, Joe Rogan, Aziz Ansari, Sarah Silverman, Jeffrey Ross, Adam Carolla, Bill Burr, Jimmy Kimmel Live's house band Cleto and the Cletones. They will all be there. Just added Kevin Smith, also on the bill. Get your tickets tomorrow, again, as a member of the street team. And by the way, speaking of our friend Jimmy Kimmel, don't miss him on ABC after the Oscars, too. He's got a after the Oscars special this Sunday night on TV, which is going to be awesome with some of the stars from that show, too. So a lot going on with Jimmy, and we'll have him on our Kevin and Bean Show this Friday.
Right now it's time for the Internet Roundup. You go to kevinandbean.com, click on Internet Roundup. These are some of our favorite videos right now.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
What's going on today?
A lot. We have a lot of videos up today. One is the world's strongest boy. And,
oh, that guy.
This kid
is he now, like five or six?
I think he's six, maybe.
He's ridiculous.
He literally does stuff that you look at and you go, okay, first of all, that's not possible.
Yeah.
And second of all, his father must definitely be abusing him.
To make him do all that stuff.
More, more! It's just crazy the stuff this kid
can
do. I'm
sure when he's an adult, the stories we're going to hear.
He's in Russia or Transylvania or someplace back there where they
someplace bad.
Yeah, someplace bad.
Psycho Mike, what's this latest video, the one that we put up of the push-up that he's doing? Describe that for folks.
They're called plank push-ups, and essentially from a complete handstand where he's perpendicular to the ground, he lowers himself completely under control and touches his chest to the ground and then back up to a handstand where he's at a 90-degree angle from the ground again.
But he also brings his feet down so that it's parallel to the ground. And then back up.
Takes an immense amount of complete body strength. It's really, really unbelievable.
There are 10 or 11 of these videos that his dad has put up, making us think that the kid needs to be rescued. But we're going to try and A and B it. We're going to try and have Psycho Mike try the stuff that this little kid does.
I mean, how does a little kid have that much muscle at 6 years old, though? I just don't even understand physically how it's possible for him to be so strong.
I don't know, but not only can he do that stuff, he is cut. Like, he has a six-pack.
At that age?
Yes. It is absurd. There's something wrong here.
Wow. It's a feat of strength that most strong men can only dream of doing. Air push-ups or planche push-ups to a gymnast require spectacular strength throughout the whole body. Giuliano Stroe makes them look like child's play.
Yeah, Giuliano is 5 or 6, and he's got the teeth of a vampire. I mean, he's got shark teeth.
Pointy teeth.
Yes.
Oh, shark teeth.
Yeah, and he looks like, number one, and he can't speak English, and his dad speaks very poor English and misspells every word. But you know there's bad things going on in this household. You know, like the kid can only do 30 of those push-ups that most men can't even do one of. Come on, no food. You know that's going on. Somebody needs to rescue that kid. The next one that we have is Christian Bale. And this is a guy who decided it would be good to put a movie together with Kristen Bell and Christian Bale.
Okay.
And here's the very compelling audio from that.
Christian Bale. In Christian Bale. Christian Bale. In Christian Bale. Christian Bale, Christian Bale. Christian Bale. Christian Bale. Christian Bale. Christian Bale, Christian Bale.
So you see it's well done. You can see that. KevinAndBean.com, Internet Roundup. I'm sure you've seen this by now, but if you haven't, there's a reporter. And she's wearing white pants.
Yes, she is. Oh, not this.
Yes,
now,
she is.
Now,
white pants means one thing already.
Uh-huh.
It means that the back door of your house is open for business. And she's doing an interview. And it really is the first time I've ever seen someone get the fear on camera. And she turns to run, and thank God her cameraman zeros in on her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He does.
Well, that's all my mind. Yeah. It's just...
Jongens, ik heb een ongelukje. Ik ben.
You hear the desperation in her voice. She turns and runs away, and she has. Well, her pants started white. Let me put it that way.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying. I just want, in the interest of full disclosure.
Mike could not be happier right now. He was actually dancing in the back of the room. What is wrong with you?
I'll tell you what's wrong is that it's really funny because we all know that happens.
I know.
It doesn't happen to girls, it doesn't seem, as much as guys.
And it doesn't happen to girls in white pants. And it doesn't happen to girls in white pants on camera.
On camera. So
in Paris. It's everything.
That has everything going for it.
I won't watch that one. And I recommend, if you're listening to this and you're thinking about watching it, you don't watch it either.
No, everybody has a read. I'm sure by now there are a lot of people who said, I have to see that.
Right.
And everybody else goes, nope.
Nope. So, I'm a nope.
Go with your gut. But I'm telling you, you'll laugh. All right. Lost and Heroes, the TV shows, hate black people.
Yeah, what? They do, by the way. All the black people get killed off on those shows. What's up with that?
That's what this next video is about.
Rose got cancer. Walt grew like 5 feet in one day. And Mr. Echo got killed by the black smoke monster. That's a black-on-black crime. There are a lot of secrets on the island of Lost. And all those secrets are hidden behind a pointy white hood.
He makes some good points in that video.
By the way, Walt and his dad, the only ones to get off the island, aren't they? They're free and clear.
Exactly. We sure haven't seen them lately, I'll tell you that.
Have you seen the 45-second video of the little cute, maybe 3-year-old? How old is she? The one that loves Justin Bieber, who's crying?
She is 3. And I don't understand how a 3-year-old has any idea who Justin Bieber or anyone on TV is. I really don't.
There's about 45 seconds to a minute of her just crying. And because she loves him so much. No, he loves me back.
Uh-oh.
Problem.
Yeah.
Warning.
Kevin, at one time you had 3-year-olds in the house.
Yeah.
Do they have any idea of who any of these pop culture people are? Except for, Barney or whoever you're showing them, right? Yeah. I mean, how would you even know who Justin Bieber is at 3?
Older sister. That's my only answer. There has to be an older sister in the family who, I think it's an older sister who's sitting with her. that loves him. And so,
like a 12-year-old who loves Justin Bieber, it's just been kind of passed down through osmosis. Okay, that makes sense.
So then she continues.
Because, you know, he loves you back.
Yeah.
We don't have to cry because we love Justin Bieber.
Yeah, we do sometimes.
That's awesome.
My God.
And I don't know why they left this next part out, but the phone rings. And the girl immediately stops crying and goes, maybe that's Justin Bieber. It's unbelievable. So Jimmy Kimmel has that little girl on, Cody.
Really?
Yes. And introduces her to Justin Bieber.
You've got Bieber fever is what you have, don't you? By the way, your life's not going to get any better than this right now. This is it. No. This is the top. Everything else is, you know, is bumpy. Trust me on this one.
So he brings her out and he introduces her to Justin Bieber.
And he's so right. Her life has peaked if she's meeting her idol at age 3. There's nowhere to go but down.
And the last one we talked about before, we had Tracy Morgan on the phone. But Tracy Morgan and Jimmy Kimmel did a video and a song together. Tracy Morgan is the rapper. Jimmy Kimmel is the guy who wears the baseball cap sideways and he's got a grill.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got dreadlocks, and he's the singer that is run through the auto-tune. So Tracy Morgan, the normal one, rapping. Jimmy Kimmel, the singing through the auto-tune guy. And if you haven't seen this video, really, really, you have to go see
it. Girl, you about to get some things to do, whether I like it or not. And I like it a lot.
I believe in miracles.
That singing is Jimmy.
That's and funny.
It's called Impregnated. So anyway, if you haven't seen that, it is awesome.
We put new videos up all the time on KevinAndBean.com and the Internet Roundup. You got to check out the Chuck Liddell naked workout video that's up there. How Jay Leno has his audience kidnapped and dragged against their will into the Tonight Show to watch him do his show. I mean, there's just so much great stuff. And you can, of course, there's a great archive section, too. If there's stuff that we've talked about in the past you haven't had a chance to catch up with yet, you can do that as well.
We try to make it difficult so you can't find it. But I will give you a hint. You go to today's Internet Roundup, go to the bottom of that, and then there's a click here for more. And
that
then that's
leads
where
you to everything.
All of them are.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup. You must go.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
I want to tell you about an unusual movie reviewer. His name is Jay Forey.
But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind.
He's blind. That's what it is. Not gay
blind.
At all. He's
actually
a blind movie reviewer. Very popular website. And apparently he is on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Jay. Thanks for calling, dude. How are you?
Good morning.
Man, I got to tell you, these stories really always floor me. Because if I'm 28 years old and I have diabetes and I lose my sight, my mind would never, ever, 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 ever go to, hey, I should review movies.
Yeah.
Because I can't see.
Exactly. Well, what happened? I went to college after I lost my sight. And while I was in college, someone said, hey, Jay, you want to write something for the school newspaper? I go, yeah, I'll be the movie critic. And I like movies. I was just trying to be funny.
Right. That was a one-line joke that you just threw away, right? You just said, I'll be a movie critic. Threw it away.
Well, you know what? I was just, it was just a college newspaper.
Right.
And the college kids loved it. I was like I said, about 30 at the time. So I was kind of old, but hey, I still enjoyed it.
Okay, now.
Okay. Do a lot of blind people go to the movies? Is that a fairly common way to spend an evening if you're blind?
Well, I don't know if it's a common, but it's a lot too. And nowadays, there's more and more DVDs that are coming out that are, there's sound, you know, people talk in the background and tell what's going on, the facial expressions.
Oh, so there's another voice that explains what's happening visually.
And they're doing it in more and more theaters, too. Personally, I don't have that. I go to screenings, and I have someone that sits beside me and helps me out. And I can ask. So it makes it a lot easier. You know, it's one of those kind of things where you don't want to sit beside me in a theater, let me tell you that.
Yeah, no kidding. Because you got the guy next to you going, and okay, he's on the island right now, and he's going into cell block C, and it looks scary.
Well, you know, well, that's not the worst part. When there's a love scene up front, I'm up revealing the screen. People do not like that.
Yeah. Now, Jay, you have a website now, blindsidereviews.com.
Yeah, exactly, blindsidereviews.com, yep. And I do mostly radio, but people love the website, too.
Hmm.
All right, let's give our listeners an opportunity to know what your take is on, like, Cop Out. You saw Cop Out, I understand, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, Cop Out, big movie with a lot of our listeners. They saw it this past weekend. What did you get out of that film, not being able to see Tracy Morgan's funny facial expressions, to be able to see the action on the screen? What was your take on that movie?
Oh, boy. Well, not much. You know what? It did have some great dialogue. Some of the dialogue was hilarious.
Right.
But it just not enough of it. I can't see the action. But, hey, you know what? I can hear them running up and down stairs. I can hear gunshots. And I could follow the story.
Sure.
But the story was so simple, you know, and it's been done 100 times from 48 Hours to, you know, to Beverly Hills Cop, you know, from done from the 80s. It's nothing new to this film.
Okay, so you didn't enjoy that one too much.
Well,
what's a movie that you've been to see in the last few months
and
that you
see,
loved?
And by see, you mean what?
A movie that you paid to be in the theater while it was showing that okay. you absolutely loved.
One that I absolutely loved. I'm just trying. I'm sitting back here trying to think.
Blindside.
How about the Blindside?
I did love the movie The Blindside. I don't remember what I gave that.
What's your scale?
I love Sandra Bullock. Anything that Sandra Bullock okay. and I like. And,
but what's your scale? You don't give it two thumbs up. You give it one eye? I mean,
no,
what do
no,
you...
Hey, I do... Since I started in college, and I started at ABCD. A, it's so good blind people like it.
Okay.
B, I'm glad I got to hear it. C, I had one eye open. D, I'm glad I couldn't see it. My favorite, F, blindness is a blessing.
Okay.
So I do an ABCD, F.
Now, the Oscars are coming up on Sunday.
Yep.
There are 10 nominations. None of them are The Hangover. That, to me, is a huge oversight. But... what is your pick for what's going to win Best Movie?
Hey, and up to talking about The Hangover, I love that film. That is a very good film, and I like that. You know, obviously, it's not going to be in the Academy Awards, but what was your question again?
What's going to win Best Picture?
You know, Best Picture, my personal, what I think is going to win, and I think is a front runner for everyone, is The Hurt Locker.
Okay.
Just a fantastic story. You can feel the suspense if you see.
Manny Ramirez is just crazy enough that I think I might want him to advertise my product. Let's face it. He, of course, outfielder for the Los Angeles Dodgers, nationally recognized as crazy. He became famous because he was with the Red Sox for all those years, and he just does crazy, bizarre stuff. He's the kind of guy who misses a turn at the plate because he's in the bathroom during the game. I mean, that's our boy Manny, right? But I gotta tell you, if I saw him on my TV, I might be tempted to at least check out what he was advertising, because he's
always
crazy,
interesting. That's
crazy
for sure.
Enough to be entertaining. He is now endorsing an energy drink whose name, Kevin wasn't exaggerating, we can't say on the radio as they would intend it to be pronounced. So why don't we just say it's called Some Poozy? How about that?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay, that's accurate. So we're mispronouncing it.
We are mispronouncing that last word because we can't pronounce it correctly because we would get in trouble.
All right.
Now,
it's crazy.
I haven't heard. I mean, it's already working. They haven't, as far as I know, he hasn't done his first commercial yet, but it's already working because thanks to Manny being signed up, now people are talking about this product. I never heard of that as an energy drink. Have you?
Nope.
I have not, no.
Yeah. Some Poozy is what it's called. And I don't know whether they're just going to give, put the camera on and let Manny ad lib or what the deal is or why he chose this particular product. But we do have Manny Ramirez on the phone with us on the Kevin Beach so we can ask all of our questions. Hi, Manny. Welcome back.
All right. I'm Manny Ramirez. I'll be the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Right.
I love LA.
Right. How are you today?
I'm great. That's a horn.
Right.
Why? I wanted to ask you last time. Why do you have a horn? Why are you traveling with a horn, Manny?
Because it's. Everybody loves fun time sounds.
Well,
let me tell you a joke,
sound.
And I play my horn.
Okay,
all right.
Oh, you're not going to. Oh, I see. Okay.
Pretty lady.
Yes.
Are you a Pisces?
No.
I like you, pretty lady.
Hey, Manny.
Well,
the reason for our call was the energy drink that you have put your name on now that you're going to endorse.
All right.
The energy drink.
Yeah. I'm in a treehouse.
Okay.
I'm not sure why, but
because
I mean, look.
I love it. It's my secret place. I love to escape to my treehouse and be happy. All right.
Okay, that's great. Listen, you're an internationally famous athlete and beloved by millions. You could, I imagine you could endorse any number of products. Why did you choose the Some Poozy energy drink? What is it about that attracted you?
Pretty man, when they send me a big box of the energy drink, mm-hmm. and Manny Ramirez drink them, and it make my head sizzle.
Right.
All right.
Made your head sizzle.
Yeah, made me feel so funny.
Right. Okay, so then they said, would you like to put your name on it? And you said yes.
I love Denver Omelette.
Okay, okay. Why is that relevant to the discussion about the energy drink?
Pretty lady, do you think it really come from Denver?
Yes.
That's where the Rockies play. But I play for Dodgers. Right. I'm Manny Ramirez.
Right. We got that. Now, so you are or you are not putting your name on this energy drink?
I put it all over. Whatever they want. I like it.
Okay.
When
okay.
I take a hot shower, my balls get squishy.
All right. Too much information.
What does that have to do with the energy drink, though?
Because when I cook the bacon, my doggy goes sniffy, sniffy, sniffy all over. He loves the smell of bacon. I love it, too, because I'm Manny Ramirez. I hit home run. All right.
Okay. I'm buying it. I'm
You're satisfied
today,
with his answer?
I want my head to sizzle, and I want to make my dog happy. So, yes, I'm going to buy the energy drink.
It's great. You drink it, and you shake your dress. Your head starts to sizzle like fun time. All right. I have a horn.
Yes, you do. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, a half hour away from our interview with Courtney Love. Got a new Hole album. And just reading the article about her in Spin Magazine.
Right.
And we're in for a treat.
Well, she's always been a rocket ride to crazy. You know that. Every time we've ever had her on, that's why I love talking to her so much.
Yeah, it hasn't changed.
But now it's not a rocket ride. She set up a space station out there.
A space station of crazy is coming up in about a half hour. And we have the new song for you to listen to, so you can make up your own mind on what it sounds like. Well, there you go. That's coming up on the world-famous K-Rock. It is 7:51.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. How about Ralph Garman not only here with the showbiz beat, but here to give away something just in time for the Academy Awards this weekend? Tell me more.
That's right, my little radio kiddies. After the big divorce, remember which parent loves you? The one that gave you stuff. That's right. I've got a very cool DVD prize pack containing 5 of the 10 Best Picture nominated films from the 82nd Academy Awards. You get 5 of the 10 to watch in the pleasure and comfort of your own home. All you have to do is answer this trivia question. Who has received the most Oscar nominations for acting? Who has received the most Oscar nominations for acting? If you know the answer, 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. And, of course, don't forget to watch the Oscars this Sunday night on ABC, Channel 7, here in Southern California. They're going to be on 5 o'clock here Pacific Standard Time, East Coast, 8 o'clock. And then, of course, after your late and local news, Jimmy Kimmel has a special Oscar special with Robert Downey Jr. That'll be on ABC as well. So you want to make sure you check it out.
Are always great.
They are. And apparently this year, he's got another... Remember, I'm effing Matt Damon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the answer song, yes. I'm banging Ben Affleck, whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
Another big, momentous, pre-recorded production piece apparently will be featured in Jimmy's show this Sunday.
Is it impregnated? Or is it something else?
No, no, this is something you have not seen yet.
Oh,
this
fantastic.
Is going to be debuted on Sunday night show. And I am under strict secrecy not to talk too much about it. But it is something that everyone will be talking about on Monday. So you want to make sure you watch Jimmy's show after the late and local news in your area on ABC, and then you'll have all the scoop for Monday.
I'm more excited about that than I am the Oscars.
Really? I'm really into the Oscars this year because you got Alec Baldwin and Steve Martin as hosts, and they're going to be great.
Hopefully.
And the fact that they've got 10 nominated films, there are actually some films in there that I've seen and really enjoy, and I'm looking forward to seeing to rooting for them.
How many of them are The Hangover?
Look, you got to get over The Hangover.
Can't.
Yeah.
You got to get over
movie
that.
Of the year. Best movie of the year.
That's your opinion.
Yeah.
But there's 10 amazing films nominated this year.
Yes.
So I'm just saying, we got that going for us.
But they're not as good as Hangover.
Can we talk to my winner?
Sure.
My trivia question winner?
Tyler's talking to me about Hangover.
Patricia?
Hello?
Hi, Patricia. What is the answer to the trivia question? Who has received the most Oscar nominations for acting?
Is it the great Meryl Streep?
The great Meryl Streep is correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's been nominated 16 times.
Oh, my God.
She just goes by the great now. That's what she demands.
No idea.
G.
G.
Yeah, she's nominated again this year for Julia and Julia and Julia and Julia and Julia. But congratulations. Hold on. We're going to give you the details. You just won yourself a prize pack of 5 excellent DVDs.
Thanks.
Nicely done.
Thank you so much.
Dane Cook has the second most, right?
Yeah, I think Dane Cook was nominated for 15 for Employee of the Month. They gave him 15 nominations for that one performance. That's how good it was. Is Naomi Campbell crazier than Courtney Love?
No.
No.
Still, she's crazy, though,
yes.
right? Apparently, she has yet another accusation of assault against her. This happened yesterday afternoon. New York's finest was called to the scene after she allegedly assaulted her limo driver.
Oh,
people
no.
who work for her do not fare well.
No, they do not. Poor guy claimed he was assaulted from the back seat while he was driving her through downtown Manhattan.
Wow.
What? The dude was treated for bruises and neck pain, and apparently Naomi Campbell fled the scene after the incident.
She ran from the limo.
Well, you know, she's on heels. She walked quickly. She ran from the limo. Her representative says that Naomi will cooperate with authorities and is encouraging people not to rush to judgment. It says there's more to the story than meets the eye. You just didn't get to his eyes. That's why you're like clawing at him. You didn't get there yet. She's the one who threw the phone at her assistant and attacked her maid because she pulled out the wrong jeans or something. So she it's not like we're not making this stuff up out of whole cloth, assuming that maybe she beat this guy up from the back seat.
There's quite a history.
I love that story. Don't you love that story?
I do love that story. China Phillips.
Hey!
Yeah. Sister of Mackenzie Phillips, half-sister, daughter of Papa John Phillips, was in rehab. And recently, she, according to the New York Post, tried to put an end to her 18-year marriage to Billy Baldwin.
Tried?
Yeah. She sent her lawyers over there to file for divorce last Friday, apparently, and then the next day had them withdraw the petition.
Wow.
So maybe rehab has cleaned her up and made her see things a little more clearly, but apparently she's now committed to trying to make the relationship work, so we'll have to see.
Maybe once she's sobered up, she realized she didn't want to be married to Billy Baldwin, too.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
And Russell Crowe takes umbrage with those people who say that acting is a wimpy job. Don't say that to Russell Crowe.
Do people say that?
He will hit you with a phone.
He will?
He and Naomi Campbell will come over with phones, and they will beat you to death.
They'll tag team your ass.
You know, they've got this new version of Robin Hood. I don't know if you've seen the trailer yet or not.
No.
But it looks good.
Is it a serious?
I was dubious initially.
Is it a serious Robin Hood or
straight,
funny? Or?
Straight up serious Robin Hood.
And it looks like they took a character that's often kind of flimsy and made it dark. Like it looks.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, no. This is gritty,
like that,
gritty, grim Robin Hood, medieval, just whoop ass Robin Hood.
Oh, that sounds good then.
It does sound good. And apparently, while shooting, he said 15 people have been taken from the set on stretchers during the course of the action film sequences. One other guy broke his arm and his leg after he took a spill on a horse. Horse went down, landed on him, broke his arm and his leg.
Right.
And one dude got his eye poked out.
That
is a bad day at the set.
Wow.
Honey, what are you doing? Oh, it's great. I got an extra job on Robin Hood. I'm going to be one of the merry men, and it's great. It's 500 pounds, and I get to go and stand in the forest all day. Ah! Arrow right in the eye. I don't know if it's an arrow or not, but it's Robin Hood, you know?
It makes sense.
So, see, acting's for tough guys.
Okay.
Like Dr. Achilles Hardigan. Still no movement yet on my Sharktopus character.
Yeah, I know. But
hope springs eternal. Today's celebrity birthday is Jessica Biel's 28 years old today.
Oh, my God. Tissue.
Actor David Faustino from Married with Children celebrates his 36th birthday. Actress Julie Bowen, who is so very, very funny on Modern Family.
She's great.
And I'm ashamed to say I don't have his name at my fingertips, but
the
guy who plays her husband is freaking hilarious.
He's
hilarious,
yeah. He plays a lovable loser, and he's amazing.
I love guys who are dumb and then play that they think they're smarter than they are. You know? Genius. And rapper Tone Loc celebrates his 44th birthday today. The Tone, I wish him the best.
Yeah?
Because he's given me many hours of enjoyment.
So be my queen if you know what I mean. Let's do the wild thing.
Uh-huh.
Wild thing.
Wasn't it during this time that he got caught having sex on the beach with a girl?
I don't remember that story, but it wouldn't surprise me. Because he likes to do the wild thing!
He does.
Why would Dave the King West give me that piece of tape for Tone Loc? It's mostly just the guitar and him saying wild things.
Listen,
over again.
Listen. Stop going to Dave for clips.
Well, Omar was tied up, so I had to get someone to help me out.
I do remember when we had Tone Loc on the show many, many years ago, and he told us the story about this station, the flagship station of the Kevin Bean Show, KROQ in Los Angeles, the very first radio station in the world to play Wild Thing by Tone Loc.
Really?
Very first station. Yeah, we sure were. And he was forever appreciative of that, and I thought that was surprising to me as well.
Wow.
Well, then we'll just have to have him open up the April Foolishness show then, won't we?
We start him out
and do some music.
All right.
The B Mac Queen, if you know what I mean.
Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. We have tickets for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. If you'd like to go, you can call now, 1-800-520-1067. You'll have to earn them with the special game of Lick Lisa.
Oh, that's my favorite.
We haven't done that in a while.
So give us a call now, 1-800-520-1067. Well, 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Maybe a timer or just some way to kind of count down when the songs are ending so that you get a heads up. I don't know.
I know, that'd be helpful.
Loud here. All right, here's the deal, and it's getting serious now, folks. Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness is happening Saturday, April 3rd at the Gibson Amphitheater in Los Angeles. A phenomenal lineup again this year for our second annual, including Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Mohr, Joe Rogan, Aziz Ansari, Sarah Silverman, Adam Carolla, Bill Burr, Jeffrey Ross, just added our friend Kevin Smith also on the bill. Jimmy Kimmel Live's house band Cleto and the Cletones once again providing the music. They are awesome. Best band in late night TV. All the proceeds going to charity this year. It's Boarding for Breast Cancer and Camp Laurel. Tickets go on sale Saturday at noon for this show. Or if you're a member of the street team, you can buy them in advance of that tomorrow. Go to kevinandbean.com to find out how to sign up. It is free. It takes about 30 seconds. You can buy those tickets tomorrow. Or you can win them right now with a game we like to call Lick Lisa.
Can you lick Lisa? I think you'll find it's hard. But if you do lick Lisa, something hot's waiting for you.
Nope.
Lick, lick Lisa, 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 but keep clear of her vagina.
What? Oh, yep, that's
I hate
the
all
rules.
The rules. I hate all those rules.
No.
Just for the record, lick Lisa means lick as in beat,
yes.
You know, like really, you kick her ass. That's what happens.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
But I think there's some actual licking going on. Kevin, why don't you explain to our callers on hold and to the listeners at home how the game is played?
All right. There is all of these questions are very, very loosely tied to April Foolishness and the comedians. Alex starts there. Where the question ends is after a lot of weed. I got to be honest, or mushrooms or something. I don't know how they go. But basically, it's going to be a question that involves an answer that is a number. And Lisa May is going to answer the question. All you have to say is higher, lower, or that's correct.
Okay.
That's it. So she has to answer, then you answer. And if you win, you get tickets to the show.
Okay. All right, let's give it a try. We'll just take the callers in order, starting from line one. And the first question is going to be for our man, Dennis, I guess. Hey, Dennis, welcome to the show. You ready to play for tickets?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Jay Mohr, of course, stars in the hit CBS sitcom Gary Unmarried. Your question, how many years have Gene Simmons and Shannon Tweed been happily unmarried?
Oh, okay.
Dennis, tell your crew to pipe down there, would you?
I'm going
to
say 25.
25 years.
25 years.
All right. Dennis, is the real answer higher, lower, or is that correct?
Lower.
No. Actually, great guess, Lisa. 26 years is how long they've been together and married. Congratulations. Well done.
Sorry, Dennis.
I'm sorry. Can I hear that again? All right.
Lisa's got a horn, too.
What's happening?
I have a horn.
By the way, Psycho Mike is doing the licking today. Sorry, Mike. No licking on that particular answer.
Way to go, man. All right. Let's go to Michael. Hi, Michael.
Hi. Good morning, Cameron Bean. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Michael.
All right, here's your question. Get it on! The ace man, Adam Carolla, will be in the house on April 3rd. Toyota has sold over 30 million Corollas worldwide. Here's your question. Since November of last year, how many cars has Toyota recalled?
How many cars has Toyota recalled? Lisa.
100,000.
100,000. All right, Michael, is the real answer higher, lower, or is that the exact right answer?
Higher.
Yeah, Lisa's not even trying. There are 5.3 million is how many cars have been recalled by Toyota. Congratulations.
That's what I meant.
You're going to April Foolishness. Well done. You've licked Lisa, and so will Mike now.
Where are you going?
What?
Well, that's right on her butt.
Here's what I like. Mike goes down there, and then Lisa just looks at me like, what am I going to do?
All right. Who's next?
We have Nikki next. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Hello.
Good luck. Here's your question. Kevin Smith just added to the bill April 3rd at the Gibson. Of course, he hearts Twitter, private planes, and movies, or as he calls them, flicks. Your question, how many flicks has Kevin directed featuring his buddy Ben Affleck in the cast? Wow. How many movies have Kevin Smith and Ben Affleck made together, Lisa?
I'm just guessing four.
Four. All right.
Nikki. I'm going to go higher.
You're going to go higher.
Believe it or not, it is
That's
six.
Correct.
Yeah. Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Jersey Girl, and Clerks 2. Well
All
done.
Right.
Congratulations. You're going to the show. Psycho Mike, Lick Lisa.
Oh, on the neck.
Oh, that was nice.
Nice little gentle.
Oh, Mike can be nice? What?
Yeah, that's just the prelude. All right. Frank, hi.
Good morning, Kevin and me.
Hi, Frank.
Morning,
all right, Frank, listen up. As you know, we're delighted to have Joe Rogan back on the bill. He killed last year, and he'll be returning for April Foolishness. Joe Rogan could kick your ass, dummy, as he says. Your question, in seconds, what is the record for UFC's fastest knockout? UFC's fastest knockout. Joe Rogan, of course, Mr. UFC. What do you think, Lisa?
5 seconds.
5 seconds. All right. Is the answer higher, lower, or is that right, Frank?
I'm going to say higher.
Higher.
Higher is correct. 7 seconds. August 2009, UFC 202 was a 7-second knockout. How about that?
Oh, that's amazing.
UFC 102, and you
yes.
have licked Lisa.
Aww.
On the hand.
Like a little kitty.
How about that? You should be very scared right now. I'm just telling you. I know Mike. All right, let's go.
I know
go.
Something bad is coming.
Yeah. Let's go to Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hi. Hi, Kevin Bean.
All right, Alex, listen up. Jeffrey Ross is the Roastmaster General. He says he only roasts the ones he loves. The much-loved General Lee Dodge Charger was featured on the cult classic show Dukes of Hazzard. Here's your question, Lisa. In 2007, actor John Schneider, a.k.a. Bo Duke, sold his personal General Lee on eBay. How much was the final winning bid?
God, I have no idea. $250,000.
$250,000. All right. Is the answer higher, lower, or is that correct, Alex?
Higher.
Well, it is higher, but I gotta ask Alex to do some research because the winning bid was over $9 million. And somehow, I don't think anybody paid that for the General Lee.
She's saying it's true, $9.9 million.
No way.
Nobody paid that, though, right? That's was one of those crazy eBay bids that didn't come through, right?
She is standing by her information.
Well, the caller is right anyway. Congratulations, you're going to the show, Mike. You get to lick.
He did.
He licked her arm.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, we only have time for one more, I think, because we got Courtney Love standing by to talk to us on the Kevin Beach. Who's our final contestant?
Derek. Hi, Derek.
Yeah, Derek.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Derek.
All right, Derek, good luck to you. Bill Burr, also on the bill for April Foolishness, got his start on Dave Chappelle's show, and he hails from Massachusetts, sadly making him what they call a masshole. Here's your question. What is the average temperature in December in Boston, Massachusetts?
4 degrees.
4 degrees is her answer. Derek, is the real answer higher or lower, or is that correct?
I'm going to say a little higher.
I'm going to say Lisa's not even trying. She wants you to go. It's 36.7 degrees is the correct answer. But you're going to April Foolishness. Mike, this is your last chance to lick. Make it count, son.
He made the last one count.
Where are you going?
Hey. No, we said you can't lick there. What are you doing?
You know the rules.
Lick, lick Lisa. Lick, lick Lisa. But keep clear of her vagina.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Here in 2010, I can't believe we're about to talk to Courtney Love again. It seems like it's been a million years since we had her on the show, but we understand she is settling into a studio in New York, and she's going to be available for us in 1 second. I do hear commotion. That does sound like Courtney.
Oh!
There we go. That's the Courtney we know and love and miss.
I'm so sorry. I forgot how serious it got.
You're not
say it over
sorry.
Here.
Oh, can you really? Where are you? You in England?
Yeah, I'm in London.
Oh, man.
And I forgot. Really, I did, because you know, I have the song Samantha. People like you suck. People like me.
Yeah.
People like you suck. People like me suck. People like you suck.
Yeah, Courtney, it's gotten much worse here. The words have grown in number that we're not allowed to say.
Yeah.
So it's
really? Like what else? Balls?
Probably, yeah.
Well, sure. Courtney, this won't surprise you that we were in a one-hour meeting this week about whether we could call someone a dick or not. That's how ridiculous it's getting in the United States. So you might as well just stay where you are.
Right. That's exactly what we were saying.
Exactly.
You know, you're joking now.
We're not. No.
No, I'd be completely serious. All right, listen, enough about that.
Wait, we have a great liberal elite in our country. I don't understand why we can't use a little bit of slang.
Well, it hasn't.
They're not running the corporations.
Hasn't trickled down yet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, it's true. Who said that? What's that girl? There's a girl on the show.
What's
that?
That's Lisa.
Still Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Am I going to torture you? Am I going to like you? You're going to like me. All Courtney, right, what's your story? No, I want to know about the chick on your show.
I've been on the show forever.
Courtney, we haven't had you on the air in years. Yeah. We'd like to ask about your music.
I just had coffee with Stryker like 3 times, and that's it. And then I made up with Kevin, which was awesome. Stryker's hot. I wish he hadn't gone on TV and spilled that secret, though.
That he has a tail?
That he has
that
tail
he's hot.
And
he's
little
hot.
Horns.
Yeah.
No, he's a hottie.
Listen, he is a hottie.
Listen, I sleep with him. I know what you're talking about.
Everybody stop.
I just wish he didn't go on TV and blow that because he's also age appropriate. And then I had to meet Mrs. Stryker. That was kind of a depressing evening.
Mrs. Stryker is depressing for all other women to meet, by the way. She's gorgeous, isn't she?
Oh yeah, I know. She's a little young for him, don't you think?
I don't think so at all.
No, hey, they're a perfect match.
Now, Courtney. All right, listen, let's clear the deck here. Courtney Love is with us on the Kevin Bean Show. Kevin's right. We have
LA. How are you?
All right. First of all, hi. Second of all, how are you feeling? What's going on? What's new? What's the latest? Fill us up. Fill us in.
Fill us up.
No, you can't say fill us up anymore either.
No. I've got a cold because, poor me, I had to fly commercial to Milan for a fashion show.
Yeah,
they promised a private jet. It's rough to be me. Actually, I don't have any credit cards. I have a debit card because I'm in a lawsuit with American Express. That's boring. But I'm in London.
Right.
And, you know, I'm getting by on my debit card.
Okay.
$12,000 on it. It sort of blows. But, you know, I'm eating my macaroons. And anyway, we came here to play some shows, warm up, play this little thing called the Enemy Awards, present on the Brits, like that.
Is this the band Hole or is this private?
This is the band Hole. Okay. You better learn to love this band Hole.
We love
them. Nicole Larkin. Okay. Skinny Little Bitch,
right,
for instance, is a song that was written in 10 minutes by myself and Larkin.
Okay.
Larkin is I think he's 21 now. I've had him since he was 18. He's like Francis's older brother-ish.
Okay.
She thinks of him as a younger brother. She calls him Effer. Let's put the uck in that. And he calls her Chopsy. So,
okay.
And then she says things to him like, you're not cool. Like, that's what she puts on his Facebook.
Excellent.
So, like, even though me and Francis had a little strop, we're fine now. And also, she still tells him he's an effer on his Facebook pretty much every day.
Well, it sounds like she should. It sounds like she's doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
They just have a little relationship.
All right, Courtney,
because
so
he's
people
like
will
a bit of a son to me. I've had him since he was 18. He's now 21.
Okay.
He's known as the best young guitarist in Britain.
Okay.
I got him. He smelled like a brewery. He had a big beer stain on himself. He had a bit of a belly, which would kill him because he's so vain.
Right.
He's very, very cute. He looks sort of like Jagger, I guess. I didn't notice he was cute because he was so bloated because he was drinking 40 Stellas a day. And then with Pinsky's help and
Drew.
Bob,
right,
I got him sober. So he's been sober, which is crazy for an English guy who drinks 40 Stellas a day.
Yeah, it's crazy that you got someone sober. That's crazy.
Yeah, come on. Ask Bob Forrest if I got him sober.
All right, Courtney.
I think by example.
That brings
I still haven't figured out how I did that.
That brings me to question number one, which is in the Spin interview. You're on the cover. Their first question.
Yeah, I only read that yesterday.
Their first question is, are you on drugs?
You know, here's the thing, you guys. I've told you this before. I have an image to maintain. If anyone knows I ever took drugs, it'll screw it all up.
That's true. That is true.
All right, I have
to
ask.
You guys can't talk about that. Like, the drug thing. I mean, my God. You know, people think of it. They look up to me. I'm like Miss America.
No, that's true.
I mean, I could lose my place.
If you were Miss America, I would be so happy.
As a role model, as Magic Johnson. Jesus Christ, you guys, you're ruining me.
Courtney, let me ask a serious question.
I did steroids once.
I'm excited about your new bandmate, but I'm surprised because I thought of all the members of Hole throughout the years, you and Eric were the tightest. I figured he would always be part of the band Hole.
It was fine, but Eric wasn't the guitar player Mikko is. He didn't let me be as good as I could be. And Melissa was great because she could sing, she was foxy, and she could play pretty well. But Sean, I mean, he's not like the hottest guy in the world, but my God, the difference of a good bass player. And then we have Stu, who's like also British and an amazing, amazing, amazing amazing Bonham drummer. Now, I did a record with Linda, who I love, Linda Perry. I adore her, right? worship her. You know, when you get to Letter to God, everyone cries when you do that song, right?
Right.
Linda, and I wanted to try out a partnership, and she was always been there for me since San Francisco. But when we were in her studio with the Corgan,
he's known as the Corgan. That's Billy.
Right. Sometimes he's known as the douche. But in any case, I don't call him that. Miko calls him that. But he did it on camera, so it'll come out. I love Billy. He can be a douche. But anyway, Linda, we recorded this album, but it was like her house band. It was a rental band for me. When I came to London to see if that album was going to work, and played years ago at the Roxy and different in England and different around like four or five shows, and I realized that the record just didn't work. It didn't have enough songs on it. Thus, we wrote Skinny Little Bitch. Okay. We wrote Samantha, which Corgan had a co-writing on, but we made Samantha better. We wrote Honey. We wrote Nobody's Daughter. We wrote a song that didn't make it on the record called The Light. That's awesome. We wrote a lot of songs as a band. You know, okay. when Beinhorn came aboard and I decided to out the Linda record. Yeah, Michael Beinhorn is a great producer. Produced Celebrity Skin, produced Mechanical Animals, produced Super Unknown by Soundgarden. Weirdly produced Herbie Hancock's Rocket.
Yeah.
yeah. Whatever. He's also severely underrated. I think he's just as good as Rick Rubin. I mean, the dude, okay, I come back from London. I'm self-funding this record, right? It's my entire
right.
savings.
That's
right?
my
and
other,
you have a record label?
That's my other question. Is
I'm on Universal now, yeah.
Oh, you do?
So
okay.
I'm on Universal now, back home. You remember I sued them once because I sold $3 million and not $8 million?
Yes.
All right, Courtney, take a breath.
What a
right
jackass
there.
I used to be.
Take a breath. Nobody's Daughter is the name of the new album from Hole with Courtney Love.
Yeah.
We're on with her right now. The album is in stores on April 27th. We are going to take a
Thank
quick break.
Thank you for doing the cheat sheet. April, what is it? Wait.
April 27th.
Nobody's Daughter. Okay, but this is the thing to know. The single is free on nobodysdaughter.com for the next 48 hours, and then it sells on iTunes on March 16th.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's good news. We are going to take a very quick break, Courtney. We're going to come back. We're going to play the song. We're going to let people
and
hear
I'm going to curse like a sailor.
Song.
I hope.
And you're going to curse like you do, and then we come back and talk.
I'm surprised you guys like this song, actually, because this song is not trying.
We didn't
it's
say
just laying there going,
we liked
F
it.
You.
We never said
Oh! Who's that, Bean?
That was Bean,
yeah. Oh, you're getting soft up there on Whoopi Island.
But come on now. You can't say I didn't try.
How
what?
Can you not
What's
like
wrong with
Skinny
you?
Little Bitch?
We didn't
okay,
say
let's figure
we
out
didn't
who it's
like
about.
It.
We need to figure out who is
All right.
the Skinny
we'll come
little
back.
Bitch.
We'll play okay. the song, right. and we will discuss more with our friend Courtney Love right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and Bean. K-Rock.
Skinny Little Bitch. Yeah.
come on now with that. It's world famous K-Rock at 8:38.
That's awesome.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is awesome.
Did you
it
think
is...
so? You liked it?
Yes.
Yeah. It is Skinny Little Bitch. That's the voice on the record and the voice on the Kevin and Bean Show of our friend Courtney Love. The album will be called Nobody's Daughter.
I've never heard it on the radio before. That's so exciting.
By the way, we expect to hear that from a brand new artist, but somebody like you who has had records played on the radio for 18 years or something like that, I'm surprised you still get so excited, Courtney. I got to be honest, Courtney.
Well, because this record is really good, and so, you know, there's a lot of really good songs on the last record. The Courtney Love record was a piece of cack, so, you know, I mean, it was, and you guys were so nice to play songs off it. I mean, you really were, but I know it was a mercy. Ugh. So,
I think people like you, though. People want to hear you on the radio. That's the impression I get from
all of them. I understand, but that was totally you guys giving me a mercy uck. So,
hey, we like mercy ucks.
Yeah, mercy ucks are nice stuff, but I mean, you know, it had no staying power. That has staying power. And
it does.
You know, the cool thing about that song is that I'm the one on Nevermind that said that Teen Spirit was absolutely should not be the first single and it should be In Bloom. And Kurt agreed with me. And you know, Mr. Weatherly, your program director, is the deciding factor that put Teen Spirit out first because me and Kurt were both like on this like In Bloom, In Bloom, In Bloom. And so ever since then, I was going to put Samantha first, which is the one with all the ox in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I replaced them with Sock, but it's almost like a little Bohemian Rhapsody. It really is hard. You have to get to know me.
Right.
Musically to get that song immediately. And it you know, Skinny Little Bitch is just in your face, stupid.
Love
it. It got really smart. So I started saying words like Matrix and anesthetize and crap in it. That's all he does. I mean, that he goes like he's on Crazy Girl number 9, right? And like, you know, Heiress number 8. And so we go down. He's never been to Ground Zero. So we go down in New York to Ground Zero at 3 a.m. I show it to him and I realize the lyrics are really stupid. And we get this Matt Napkin. They're stupidly smart. They're too smart. And we want to make it dumb again. So I take out this napkin and we use an eyeliner pencil and wrote the lyrics again to make
them dumber. Okay, let me stop you right there. Show of hands. Who's following this story? Who's really like tracking the Courtney right now?
Me and my guitar player at Ground Zero at 3 a.m. rewriting the lyrics because I got too clever.
Okay.
All right.
Who is the skinny little bitch?
Yes. You said to us.
Who is it? I don't know. Someone said, Matt Pinfield just said, is it Lindsay Lohan? I'm like, no, I would never kick someone when they were down like that.
Okay. So it has to be someone that's up.
So it can't be her.
Skinny little bitch.
Yeah, there's got to be the skinny little bitch. And when we wrote it, it just fell in like skinny little. I mean, it's not about me. Got to be somebody.
But wait.
Because the lyric is, baby, just go slower. Baby, just go lower. Like I have a penis all of a sudden.
Right.
You know, it's my dyke song. It's my big dyke song.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, have I missed Courtney? This woman?
Oh.
But see, here's my thing. My thing, when you say skinny little bitch, to me, that could be a negative or a positive. That's how you say positive things.
Yeah, that's
people.
True. I could call Lindsay. Is that your name, sweetie?
Lisa.
Yeah, I could say Lisa's a little bitch.
Right, and you wouldn't
actually take that.
And you wouldn't mean that negatively. That's what we like about you.
Well,
we
rhymed the word "unt" with miscellaneous.
All right, Courtney. Listen, we have very limited time with you, my dear. So I want to make sure we get.
I'm so appreciative you're playing it. I mean, when I heard that you guys were into this song, and then, how about this? As I'm getting on the plane to go to see if some fancy fashion show in Milan, someone told me that the first female that got whatever power rotation, I guess it's called, it's on at Active Rock, which is some sort of format that chicks aren't allowed in.
Right.
So, like, it's like Soundgarden, Metallica, Zeppelin thing.
Listen, you have to stop saying things that we have to get out of delay for because it sounds like
Why?
A record skip.
I can't say bulimia?
Yes, you can say
you can say bulimia, but not the next word. Look, we can't
Why?
Say
Why
things
can't
like
say that.
They don't make the rules.
They're not our rules.
You can't say B and then J.
Right, you can say B and J, but you can't say the words.
Okay, Courtney, listen, because we have very little time.
Yes.
I missed you guys.
All right, listen, let's talk about the concert. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The concert is Thursday, April 22nd at the Henry Fonda.
You know why I chose Henry Fonda?
No.
Over the Wiltern? Because the Wiltern doesn't rock very hard.
Okay.
And when your program director got really mad at me and said he was no longer in the Courtney Love business and, like, totally made my life hell.
Right.
That would be Kevin Weatherly, who I adore. Yeah. Yeah, well, we made up the Weenie Rose at Christmas.
Okay, good story.
Courtney, that's all good. All right, but that's because, wait, I played for another station accidentally. It wasn't my fault. At the Wheel Turn, and it sucked. So
we don't even need to get into that in the limited time.
Okay, Courtney, let me finish the concert.
Henry Fonda.
Okay, Henry Fonda, Thursday, April 22nd. Tickets go on sale this Saturday.
Yeah.
So if you want to buy tickets to see this. Now, are you going to do all of the new stuff? And more importantly, are you going to do the old stuff as well?
Of course. I will always do doll parts in this world and Malibu and things like that.
Well, you never know. Some artists like to really, really bring the new stuff, and it gets a little frustrating
douches.
Sometimes. Yeah.
You know, who don't want to admit that they have a pass.
Right.
Of course I have a pass.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
Except that this
is a real band. We are a real band. And, you know, there is no Melissa singing backup, but you can look at Mick all you want. You know, he wrote this song with me in 10 minutes.
Okay.
So, I mean.
And this band is still. This band is Hole.
This is Hole.
And it's for real.
I was always Hole. Okay. I had Hole long before Eric. 8 months later, there was still no Eric, and there was a Hole. So.
Okay.
I'm going to send that one down to the lab, too. All right, listen, we're out of time.
You know, I have other people to talk to after you, and it's going to be such a downer.
Here's what I love about Courtney.
Homies.
Here's what I love about Courtney. She was playing the Weenie Roast for 1 year, and we did an interview with her in her dressing room. And I remember walking out exhausted, and that's why I love her.
Yes. That was the one she showed us her boob job.
And you exhaust me likewise. We're a good team. Plus
when
you
have time late, when you have time later this year, please come in. We'll spend some more time because we didn't get a chance to ask most of the questions
we
wanted.
So when I get this loan, should I do London, New York, or New York, LA?
Well, I think you should do
LA. You guys know I'm going to do LA.
Right. Yeah, we think you should because then you'll be here.
My fantasy is London, but it's going to be bogus.
I think you could do both.
I'm
it's a good time to take out giant loans. That's what I'm saying.
Just, your economy has never been stronger. Just go
from
Deutsche
Bank.
All right, listen,
yeah, my credit's so good. FICO score 527.
Nobody'sDaughter.com to download the song you just heard, Skinny Little Bitch, for free for the next 48 hours. And of course, our friend Courtney Love with the new album, Nobody's Daughter.
And it only goes 48 hours. Yeah. And then it'll be available for purchase on iTunes on March 16th.
Okay, now,
hold
on a second. Hold on. Just let me clarify. March 16th is when it's on the song
iTunes.
Is on iTunes, not the album.
Yeah.
The song, okay.
No,
right.
The
album
song.
Is still 427. Okay, good. All right.
The album's in Kevin's office.
All right, we gotta go. Bye, Courtney.
We love
you.
We love
and
you.
Lisa, welcome.
We
to
can't
my,
wait
our
to
little
see,
world.
We can't wait to see you again.
Yes.
So when
come
you're in Los
soon.
Angeles, please come in.
Tell Nate Dave Navarro I said hi.
Okay.
Thanks, Courtney.
You're the best. Bye. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. All right, Courtney Love is crazy, but we do love her. And she is playing Thursday, April 22nd at the Henry Fonda. We forgot to give away tickets. We have three pairs of tickets to See Hole at the Fonda, April 22nd. Tickets go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. If you call right now, 1-800-520-1067. The first three callers will win those tickets.
Hi, effers!
It's 8:53 now.
Lindsay, what did you think of the Courtney Love interview? Did you enjoy
it? She was fascinating.
Is that Lindsay in the studio?
She's the
best. I would talk to her.
I think I would enjoy listening to her more than I enjoy talking to her because that's exhausting and frustrating trying to have a conversation as if she's an English-speaking person.
I love talking to her.
Possible.
I could talk to her all day.
It's like having two Kevins on the show. That's
what it's like.
A lot of granola bars being passed around.
1 second, you're talking about Skinny Little Bitch, the song. The next, she's talking about Ground Zero. And you go, how did we get from this to there? I don't
know. Now you know how we feel, Kevin.
She speaks my language. I am her. I'm the male her.
You are.
I'll take it.
All right. Well, that was certainly good times. Ralph Garman is here now with another look at the showbiz beat on the Courtney Love Free Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
I got some TV complaints.
You have complaints about TV shows?
I do.
Okay.
I may have to. Tonight's the last chance, American Idol. It's your last chance.
Yes!
Boy, am I with you there,
to
man.
Hold on to me this season. It's your last opportunity to give me someone that I can root for even a little bit.
This is a dream come true.
Now, here's the thing, Kevin. You don't watch the show, and I know you don't buy into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you, regardless of your personal views, there have been some enormously talented singers on the show.
Right.
And with some great interesting stories and some great personalities that draw me in and give me a rooting interest to follow the rest of the competition to see how well they do.
You have to latch on to someone that keeps you involved?
Think you do. Yeah, it's certainly much more enjoyable. I guess you could just watch without caring, but then what would be the point? You know? You sort of have to feel some connection to somebody on any reality show, I think, in order to make it worth your while.
Sure.
This season, I was watching it with the wife last night, and I said, usually it's easy for me to pick out, oh, that one guy, he should go. I can always pick out the weakest link in the performance shows.
Right.
Last night I was like, I can't find one guy I would like to stick around. Can't they just send them all home?
They're
can they fire
awful?
Them all?
No,
you're all awful.
You can't find one to even root for, let alone. Oh, wow.
Neck tattoo, he's still got some potential. He still interests me a little bit.
He has been awful the past 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm with Ralph. I'm this close to dropping the show. I really am.
This is good news.
I feel exactly the same way as Ralph does.
So tonight is the ladies' performance, and unless I see something from them that I didn't see last week, I think I'm just going to stop watching.
Can I get that in writing, please?
I don't know if you need it in writing.
I do.
I also am starting to feel that way about Lost this season,
How
too,
dare you?
Really
Step
not enjoying
on my
it.
Second
really,
complaint.
Really boring. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Complaint number two.
I got a third complaint now, but we'll address that off the air. Lost is just
boring.
It's just treading water. They're like, okay, we got 10 shows left. We got about 3 shows worth of stuff to talk about.
So they're just wasting
Let's
time?
Just, hey, Locke still sure is evil. And this temple sure is still here, and Saeed's back! Did we mention that? He's back to life. Nothing happened last night that we didn't find out in the last 2 episodes. Nothing. Treading water. Treading water.
I haven't seen
it. They better start pulling back some curtains. I want some answers. 10 more episodes. Let's get to it, Lost.
Right, if you're gonna.
Get it on!
Time's
don't
limited.
Save it for the 2-hour series finale. You don't need to load it all up in there. Give me something.
I'm going
to
suggest again that Lost is not a program that's going to wrap it up all nicely for you at the end of the season.
Well, it's got
like to
give me
them
something.
Trying.
But they won't try. They're going to leave you with more questions than answers. That's their whole MO, no?
I will punch them if they do that.
You don't know how to punch a TV show.
I will punch Lost. Right. Or I'll punch it right in its O. Right in the middle. Ish. All right, I'm done complaining now.
Okay.
Alec Baldwin still says he's going to quit acting.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope not.
I hope not, too. Certainly not before Sunday, since he's hosting the Oscars. Hope he doesn't quit before then. He was at the Fordham Law School on Wednesday. No, he's a New Yorker. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he went to Fordham.
Did he? Okay.
He was there to talk to a group of future attorneys. I'm not sure why. But he said he had always been interested in a legal career. He said if he hadn't pursued acting, he probably would have been a lawyer. Although at the time he was making that decision, he decided there were probably enough practicing lawyers, so he opted to go into the arts, but he said if he had become a lawyer, he probably would have spent most of his life defending his brothers. That's funny!
It is funny.
Isn't it funny that he is very politically active, very much a Democrat, and the rumors are he's going to run for Senate eventually as a Democrat. But his character on 30 Rock is a hardcore conservative, which I think is hilarious that they play him against type, and he's great at it.
I've heard... he's not ever going to run for office, by the way.
Is that right? Is that what he's saying?
Just way too many closets, way too many skeletons, stuff that would just come spilling out. He would be unelectable, basically. Yeah.
The only way he could do that is if he came out and just put them all out there to begin with.
Yeah.
Here's my past. Here it all is. Now I want to run.
And just the stuff that we know. The phone calls and the vitriolic battles with his ex-wife and stuff. I just think... Some opponent could use that stuff in political commercials.
And it's a shame, too, because I don't care about any of that stuff. Well, that doesn't have anything to do with how a guy votes in Congress, as far as I know.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Yeah.
That won't
That's him
well.
Talking to Obama. So can you imagine? And I always pick on the bad movie ideas. I always give them a hard time. Mm-hmm. I always say how I'm not really interested in seeing Asteroids the movie.
Sure.
Big Mama's House 3.
Sure.
But... this one I might be able to get behind. Tim Burton has announced he's co-producing a movie based on a brand new novel that has just come out within the past couple of weeks called Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Those words don't make sense together.
The best words I've ever heard. Seth Graham Smith is the name of the author, and he's written a book called Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, in which our 16th president apparently had a secret life. Mm-hmm. Battling the undead as an axe-throwing, highly trained vampire assassin.
I am so in.
And so apparently Tim Burton loves the idea so much he's already on board to produce the movie, even though the book has only just hit stores. So
that's the
Abraham
best.
Lincoln Vampire Hunter. I'm on board. Today's celebrity birthday is Jessica Biel is 28 years old today. Actor David Faustino from Married with Children is 36. Julie Bowen, who is so good over there on Modern Family, turns 40 years old. And Tone Loc! Yeah. Celebrates his 44th birthday. Let's all raise a cup of funky cold Medina in his honor, shall we? Are you surprised? You guys surprised I did Tone Loc's birthday for the fourth time in a row? All right, never mind.
You're committed.
Are we looking for the
top? The guy, why you so fly? He said funky cold Medina.
There we go.
Timing?
No, it's perfect. It was seamless. You are the male Courtney Love. I'm Bob Garman. I watch the showbiz.
I had this weird dream that we had Courtney Love on the air with us for like a half an hour, and I didn't understand a single thing she was talking about. It was so weird. It was so realistic. I really feel like I lived it. It was one of those kind of dreams.
She's
you know?
The best. I really. We've interviewed her many times. Many.
Yes.
And not once have we understand what she's talking about.
So this
understood.
Was no better or worse than
this
any of them?
Equally great.
Okay. She is timeless. She is as great in 2010 as she was in 1994. All right, you're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. We will have that complete interview up at kevinandbean.com later on today. If you happen to miss it today, it's definitely something you're going to wish to hear.
It's the quickest transition ever from the name of a song, Skinny Little Bitch, to talking about Ground Zero. The amount of time, yes, that it took exactly. to get from that topic to that topic was just like a second.
Yeah.
Who else could do that?
All right. Speaking of kevinandbean.com, there's new stuff up there all the time. Pictures and podcasts and interviews and any of our email addresses if you want to write to us. We are always delighted to hear from you. The Kevin and Bean listeners are terrific and they give us so much to talk about. Like this one, for instance. Hey, Kevin and Bean, I just want to let you know that I was listening to your podcast the other day about how to kill time at work. I tried Kevin's suggestion about walking briskly around with a paper in your hands. Guys, I did it for 8 hours yesterday. No one said two words to me. It was awesome.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
I tried it when I worked at some paper place, and you just have to walk fast and hold any piece of paper. It doesn't matter what's on it. People will think you're doing something important. It works.
The best part is, guys, I work in a supermarket. I'm supposed to be stocking shelves, but it still worked. Thanks for the advice. I can't wait to do it again. So there you go. You helped somebody get through a work day. I think
right.
That's awesome. Here's an idea for a Kevin and Bean video that I insist that we do. We talked about it briefly earlier in the week. Andy writes in, hey, guys, I don't know if you've seen the commercials yet, the infomercials for the Shake Weight. I saw some women at the mall trying it out at one of those as-seen-on-TV kiosks, and I couldn't believe that they talk about that as being an actual workout. How would I describe the Shake Weight? It looks like, like a 5-pound dumbbell that you would carry in your hand, except you shake it up and down with your hand.
Why? Why do you do that? Why don't you just lift it like you do with weights?
Psycho Mike, do you have any input on how the Shake Weight can possibly be a workout?
I assume that maybe it's off. It's not balanced, so having to stabilize an unbalanced object maybe strengthens your hands.
It seems bizarre.
It really just looks like a joke.
No, listen to me, people. It's sex. That's what it is. Let's be honest.
Good. Ralph's coming in. He maybe has some information on the Shake Weight because it really does look like you've got a man in your hand. I mean, it's the craziest thing you've ever seen.
It's a counterweighted tube that you pull towards you, then push away as rapidly as possible, and it creates an isometric exercise because your muscles are constantly fighting against the force going the opposite direction.
Right.
So it tones your upper arms, both your biceps and your triceps by going back and forth to just motioning.
Stop
that.
Stop doing that.
That shaking
Stop
motion
that
back
thing.
And forth.
And at the end of that, is there some kind of payoff?
There's a big reward at the end. You get a protein shake.
It does look awesome.
To replenish your muscles.
Of course. I know you meant that.
Andy's suggestion is, and I insist we make it happen this week, is that we buy one for Lisa and Miss Cleo and for Alex and have them all use it in the office. We film it and put it up at kevinandbean.com. Who's with me on
Devin's
this? Come on.
Yes. Done and done.
All right. Yes. That is a great idea. Dear Kevin and Bean, Pete writes in, as a longtime listener, I have often enjoyed your moments with Kevin. They're very funny. But as of late, they've been happening so much that the other members of the show don't even notice them. And by the way, Pete is absolutely right. I think the last three or four moments with Kevin have just gone right past this. Nobody has even made note of it. And then a listener emails us and goes, how can you guys not catch that?
All right, but what's this dude's name?
This is Pete.
Pete, listen. I look at the list of moments with. I have like 5,000. Bean has 17.
Yeah.
Ralph has 4. That's Lisa true. Has 5. There's enough.
Pete
is what
says,
I'm saying.
What you are missing is all the signs that Kevin is slowly losing the ability to speak coherently. It's only a matter of time until all he can make are popping sounds and grunts. Guys, Please don't let it get ugly. Don't wait until he starts to lose control of his bowels or his bladder. You don't really want Kevin showing up to work rocking the astronaut diapers, do you? No, I say. Give the man some dignity. Puppy lake his ass before it's too late. Please do the right thing. Damn, I miss him already, says Pete. And finally, I don't know how we haven't talked about this before, but this is from Eric. Yeah, Eric. So this is random, guys, but I thought of this today, and I have to write to you. I just found out that the best friend in the old TV show Boy Meets World, in real life, his name was Ryder Strong. Ryder Strong is his name. Talk about that's what she said. That is so full of win. You are correct, Eric. Thank you for the email. You can write to any of us. Just go to kevinandbean.com for the address.
It's like I might get a chance to see Alice in Wonderland last night, did you?
Yeah, Cleo and I went. It was awesome.
Speaking of Burton, was it good?
Like I said, I'm not familiar with the story. I got pretty confused about halfway through, but visually it is just, it's amazing.
Look, even if you know the story, it's pretty confusing. I don't know if you ever read the Lewis Carroll book that it came from, but it's
a book.
It's madness. Alice in Wonderland? Yeah, it's a book, Kevin.
We saw it in that
digital. You were joking that time, though.
Yeah,
right?
It was that time, yeah. Okay. We saw it in that digital 3D, and it was, just visually it's stunning.
That's true of all Tim Burton products. Everything he does is visually amazing.
Exactly. So you get varying degrees of success with the rest of the elements of the film, but visually he always brings it. All right, let's talk about other showbiz news, shall we? This is why I like Anne Hathaway. You know, she, of course, is in that movie, Alice in Wonderland, we were just speaking of. But I'm a big fan of hers, not only because I think she's enormously talented and beautiful, but I think she has got a great attitude. She was being interviewed this week about the film, and she said they were asking about her phenomenal success as of late, and she said it is all completely due to luck. She said she's been given extraordinary opportunities to work with legendary filmmakers long before she even deserved the chance. And so she said it's just working with good people has propelled her career along the way, just lucking out and getting good role after good role. Which probably isn't completely true, but I'll tell you something. Having been around the industry for a long time, it does seem that plays the lion's share of the part regarding your success.
There are a lot of people who aren't confident enough to admit that either. I made it happen.
It's all hard work, and God blessed me with talent. It's like I know a lot of hardworking people who are talented, more talented than you, and they are still behind the counter at Arby's giving me horsey sauce.
Hey, I appreciate her humility, but she's also an excellent actress and clearly has made good choices along the way. You know, she could have easily been in a lot of bad movies, but she had good instincts, too.
Well, yeah, but the good movies that she auditioned for, she was lucky enough to get.
Right.
For whatever reason. And she is a very talented actress, but there are a lot of talented people, especially in this town in Los Angeles. So luck does play a part, and so it's nice for people to recognize that. Whoopi Goldberg, for example. Here's someone who's been lucky in her career, right?
Yeah, very.
Very lucky.
Former Oscar winner.
Yep.
For Ghost, and now the hostess of The View. She just keeps endearing herself to me every day. Yesterday, she announced that she's got bladder control problems. Yeah, apparently Whoopi's got a leak. Well, I think we should seal that up then. Wherever she's leaking from should be sealed up with some sort of caulk.
Oh! Caulk. Okay. Caulk, you said with an L, right?
C-A-U-L-K. That's what you use to seal holes up with in construction work and in bathroom tile stuff things. She says she doesn't know why female incontinence isn't more of a public issue.
Because what are we supposed to do?
Here's what I'd like to
suggest. If you have a problem, you go to your doctor.
Why it's such a taboo subject.
Because nobody wants to hear you talk about it.
Leaks don't discriminate, so women should be able to talk about it, she said on the show.
Well, they can.
Along those lines, Whoopi is doing a series of short videos that will raise awareness about female bladder trouble.
Yes.
I'm assuming the videos will be streaming.
Look, I know that there are a lot of problems that people get below the waist. I wish there were way fewer of those commercials on TV as it is now.
Yeah, there's
more.
Too much, not too little.
There's too much of that. What stuff that's going on with the thing and the other thing. I mean, come on.
You don't have a going problem. You have a growing problem. They've done it for guys all the time.
Man.
I know more about the prostate than any man ever has a right to know.
And if I want to hear bladder control, I don't want to hear about it from her either.
Hi, this is Whoopi. Right. I don't know why she's Harvey Firestein all of a sudden. But
she's been a while.
Yeah.
That makes me think of your vagina.
Oh, we don't want that.
And new movies in the works just announced. Daily Variety newspaper says Martin Lawrence has indeed signed on for Big Mama's House 3.
Why?
Because the people demand it. Right?
Who are the people?
you know, the people. Brandon T. Jackson from Percy Jackson, the Olympians, will also co-star in the movie. And I'm guessing it'll be more hilarious undercover action from Martin Lawrence dressing up as a big, fat, old black woman.
How were the first two, Kevin?
Pretty good.
See? I blame you, sir.
Damn you.
Jacques, as they say in Paris.
Oh. I find him funny. I don't know
you
why.
You?
I do.
Are a douche.
But wait.
Of mythic proportion.
Here's my qualification, though. A lot of funny moments in a bad movie. It's not a good movie, but there are laugh out loud moments for me. It makes me laugh. That's all.
I just want him and Tyler Perry to get together and have Madea and Big Mama just fight it out to the death.
And Eddie Murphy. Put Eddie Murphy
get
back
Norbit
in the
Norbit in there.
Yeah,
the
Norbit, right?
Everybody in a fat suit. Let's just get all the black comedians
like
in fat suits. Make one movie, then we can all move on. All right? We'll just, you got one more shot. Just do it. Get it out of your system.
They all join the UFC.
Big Mama's three.
Well, I'll watch it.
And I still agree with Kevin.
And three different movie studios this week have announced three different movies based on three different classic 80s video games. Universal Studios announced it's adapting the classic game Asteroids into a film. Fox is developing Missile Command. And now Warner Brothers is bringing Space Invaders to the big screen.
Woo!
Odd. Really odd. There have been thousands of video games since then.
And every time they make one of those into a movie, it fails.
It's not good.
It stinks like ass.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, one more movie story. Gilligan's Island is being given the big budget, big screen version.
What?
Really?
Yeah, it's coming to a Cineplex near you. Just announced that the classic 60s sitcom about the castaways on a desert island has been greenlit to be turned into a major, big budget, big star motion picture. Gilligan's Island, the movie. Can you imagine?
I mean, again, there are a lot of people who probably have never seen that show. Okay, there's an audience, but how good is that movie going to be? I mean, who's doing it? Who's starring in it? You know?
I just hope it's like Sean Penn as Gilligan and Benicio del Toro as the skipper. It's just like an ultra-serious
version.
If
Sean Penn is Gilligan, I'm in automatically.
NC-17 rating wouldn't hurt.
That's right. Oh, yeah. A little Ginger Marianne action.
Mm-hmm.
There have been mixed results of turning those classic TV shows into movies, but I mean, you look at something like The Brady Bunch, they come at it with the right attitude, and the movies were very funny.
That's the only one, really, of the comedies that actually worked because they spoofed it so hard.
Right.
But the other ones, like Beverly Hillbillies and some of the other comedies from the 60s they tried to, even Get Smart to a certain extent, didn't do very well.
No, it wasn't that good.
I like that. I thought that was a good movie.
They could have made it so much
funnier.
It wasn't
good, nearly as good as the series, in my
Starsky
opinion.
And Hutch, what'd you think of that one?
Starsky and Hutch didn't do so well.
Mm. Not so much.
But if Gilligan's in Haiti, rescuing people, now I'm in. Now I'm all over that movie.
Right, Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
Gilligan, imagine the red shirt and the thing. Skipper, I'm afraid I've broken the radio. We'll never be rescued.
I'm in.
Now I'm in. But they would never do that. It's too good.
Awesome. Today's celebrity birthdays. Jessica Biel is 28 years old today. She's ridiculous.
Yeah.
She's really, really beautiful.
She's still dating Timberlake?
Yeah. Yeah, word is. Dave thinks she's too muscular, doesn't he? Isn't that one of the women Dave has a problem with?
Dave is off on everyone.
Her body's ugly and her face looks like a lion.
Is that what he said?
David Faustino, married with children, is 36 years old today. Actress Julie Bowen is 40. Has anyone ever been off base more than Dave
when
it comes to beautiful celebrities?
Nope, not a bit.
Angelina Jolie?
Ugly.
And rapper Tone Loc celebrates his 44th birthday today. We've been getting a little taste of Tone all morning long. Why should today be any different?
So be my queen if you know what I mean. And let's do the wild thing. Wild thing.
And now just the musical part.
Wild thing.
Oh, it's insane.
Wild thing.
That's what Tone Loc's famous for. His music.
So we won't hear that 10 seconds of Wild Thing again for a full year,
sadly,
right?
Sadly, we'll have to go a whole another 365
days. I'll play it tomorrow. I think I won't.
Before we get some more Tone. But it was worthwhile. I wonder what Tone's up to. Let's do Tone Loc up to later this week?
Let's not.
And then let's see what's in his fridge.
I'm down with getting Tone Loc on the show and finding out where he's at.
What does that tell you?
I apologize.
It's always interesting when we catch up with these guys like David Naughton or Coolio, whoever it is.
It is always great.
It's always interesting. Why do you hate?
Look how well Courtney Love turned out today.
I've been talking to Courtney Love every single day.
Maybe Tone Loc's crazy too. You don't know.
Bean and I had a conversation off air. He was saying, I wanted to really know what's going on with her. And I said, I don't. I want her to just be crazy, and it paid off for me.
Well, you guys both got what you wanted. Bean got to ask her real questions that she didn't answer at all. You got to hear crazy, so everyone was satisfied.
Let's call Tone Loc, seriously.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
That's what he'd say.
Nope.com.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have the Pitbull of Comedy, Bobby Slayton, in the studio. We have Ralph's Movie Vault, a very special Ralph's Movie Vault featuring a movie called Mansquito.
Can't wait.
Yay!
Can't wait.
He is part man, part mosquito. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, I'm in.
Parts, though, I think.
Okay. I don't know if you read the story about the blanket getting tased.
What?
Apparently one of Jermaine's kids bought a taser on the internet.
This is a joke, right?
Was taking it to blanket. I don't know. I hope it's real.
You read
real.
This in the back of a Highlights magazine.
I don't know.
Is blanket, forgive my ignorance, is blanket the little girl?
Yeah. I think she's the youngest.
No, Blanket's the youngest boy.
Who knows?
He's Prince Michael and Prince Michael II that they call Blanket to avoid confusion between the two Prince Michaels.
The girl's Paris.
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 Yeah, yeah. Yes. I got you.
But Jermaine's kid is Your Majesty.
Your Majesty, well.
And that's not a joke.
He trumps them all because he's got the throne and the scepter and the crown. Because he's Your Majesty.
Plus, tomorrow morning on an all-new show, we have tickets for you to go to the April Foolishness concert, which is going to be fantastic.
So good.
That's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.
Speaking of April Foolishness, tickets go on sale Saturday at noon, but you can buy them ahead of the general public if you are a member of the K-Rock Street Team. You can do that by going to krock.com and signing up. It is free. It only takes about 30 seconds. Then you can buy your tickets tomorrow for Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Moore, Joe Rogan, Aziz Ansari, Sarah Silverman, Adam Carolla, Bill Burr, Jeffrey Ross. Just added Kevin Smith. Also, Jimmy Kimmel Live's house band Cleto and the Cletones are going to be performing. It's a huge all-star night of comedy Saturday, April 3rd at the Gibson Amphitheater. Proceeds to Boarding for Breast Cancer and Camp Laurel. I can't think of any reason why you wouldn't want to be a Street Team member and buy these tickets before they go on sale to the public, right? I mean, that's the way to go.
Yeah, because this thing's going to sell out.
Yeah.
Did we talk about the big super-duper thing that we do? Did we even mention that?
What's the big super-duper?
I don't think we have.
What's the big super-duper?
We haven't even talked about the
fancy pants section.
Fancy pants. Oh, no, we haven't talked about that yet. No.
That's a super-duper special thing.
That's a really cool thing.
In the pit, yeah.
You get cool special things.
Yeah. That's true.
Pit seats, backstage parking, a reception with the Kevin and Bean Show, fancy pants t-shirt. That's one of the options that is available to you to buy for the show. Yeah, that's a good point there, Ralph, because That's the way to do it.
You get right up front and see the comedians. You get to hang with us. You get a T-shirt and backstage parking.
And these comedians are the coolest because they're all doing it for free so that the charities actually make money.
They get all the money.
Yeah. So that's amazing.
So all those details for you at krock.com. Do sign up for the Street Team and buy your tickets tomorrow. Cats next. 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music. Include the Dirty Heads featuring Rome. Also White Zombie, Finger 11, Nirvana, Green Day, and more right after this on K-Rock.